Blog Talk Radio.
With the lovely Miss Queen and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio. G-Mash, get money and...
Hey, dig this. Don Faye, forever always yourself. Family or nothing, Northside riding. Letting you know you now tuned in and need to stay tuned in every Tuesday and every other Saturday.
Hey, this your man CB coming straight out of 6 Deep ENT, and you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. Straight like that.
Hey, it was the Game Changer Center, a.k.a. at Sin City SRE. And you are now tuned into the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on the Next to Blow Radio. And yo, make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday and every other Saturday with the lovely Miss...
Next to Blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hello. You know it's Miss Queen T and Magasia. Next to Blow, Mr. J.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This your girl, Miss Queen T. We got Magasi on the line. What's up, Magasi? How you doing?
Next to Blow. Next to Blow. How you doing?
Hi-ya, hi-ya. Or whatever the hell you said. Yo, you guys are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasi show right here on Next to Blow Radio. Tuesdays, you know how we get down on Next to Blow Radio with myself, Miss Queen T and Magasi. You know, Magasia, let them know who we got on the line tonight. Y'all are super excited, yo.
Oh,
we got some newcomers, and we got some, you know, reoccurring Next to Blow artists.
Yes, yes. Tonight we have Mike from Day 26 coming through tonight. We got our boys, Team Open, Voltre, Santana, Angelo, and JC. I'm excited. Oh, my God. I'm excited. So tonight I'm going to make, you know, as usual. We live, Miss Queen T Magasi show here on Next to Blow Radio. Real quick, you know, if you're listening on the website, you want to definitely talk to us anytime during the show. Please dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Whenever you want to go live, go ahead, press that one. We are taking callers as they come into the switchboard. When you press 1, you're going to hear a lovely young lady say you are now in queue. Let us know that you want to go live. It will definitely take you in as soon as we can. Yep.
Yes, sir. And like she said, press 1. Y'all ain't trying to go live, or if y'all trying to go live, press the 1. So we're going to take the callers as they come in order. And, you know, if you guys have tuned in, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at Miss Queen T. That's MZQUEENT and at Next to Blow Radio. That's with the number 2. Magathia, go ahead and give them your information.
Most definitely. Follow me on Twitter at she_is_Magathia, MAGASSIA. And if you didn't get that, y'all know how that was Queen T. She got you.
Definitely. Again, press the 1 to go live. But we're going to get into the first caller. Calling out of the 510 area code. 510. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
I know who it is. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to order a pizza.
Miss Queen T and Magathia and the Large Next to Blow Radio. You know what I'm saying? We don't cut that bitch to eight slices. No S's, no C's.
I know, I'm a bad person. I know, right?
No, I'm cool.
If he's on being in the video, dropping it low, he's about to twerk in this. You're about
no.
to twerk it clean.
No.
Drop it low.
Mm-hmm. I would have been in the back. I would have been in the one in the background popping the bottles. I would have been in the one in the popping the bottles in the back. Drink it. Be stingy. Like, oh, I'm holding this. I'm coughing this bottle.
He said, ain't cuffing the bottle. Hey,
I'm getting
off the air. And before, I need to get turned up. So if y'all wouldn't mind, I got a request.
All right, definitely. Oh, real quick, if y'all catch that intro song that we did today, that was dope-ass music as well.
Yeah, you said the shout-out to the Next Blow theme song, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to hear some of that dog slap. You see, I want to get turned up. You know what I'm saying?
Who is that
too
by?
Many people in that mid. It's by me, Dark Slap.
Dog Slap? I ain't never heard that before.
D-A-R-K. S-L-E-P.
Hold on. You know, my switchboard acting kind of funny. So what is it? I'm just going to search your name because I know you own a half of my switchboard. So hold on.
Yo, dog. So another question. What time will I be expecting my first present? You know, I don't like surprises. So I'm going to be anxious.
Oh, well, you're on the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the West Coast, so your first present should go out about 9 a.m. my time, so that's going to be about noon your time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dark. Oh, God. I found it. Yo, shut up. I got a little excited there. I never heard this one before, so I wasn't the one uploading it, okay? Thanks. Shout out to Cuzzle and Crush Catalyst. I'll see them on the Twitch board, too. We're going to get into the song, though. Yo, dope. Go ahead and introduce the song. I know I got a little hyper on that one, though. I'm sorry, dope.
Yeah, this is for all my people, man. Get ready to turn up. Get your loud and roll it up, because for the next 3 minutes, we're going on a ride. Let's go. Dark Slap.
Mental intelligence.
Turn your lights off. back, now just to enjoy the ride. Turn the speakers, let the speakers pound and kiss the fucking sky.
I turn your lights off, I turn them lights down. You fuck with that mid, I fuck with that loud. I turn your lights off, I turn them lights down. You fuck with that mid, I fuck with that loud. Put the bay in it, is that dope bad? Put that bay in it, is that dope bad? Turn your lights off, I turn them lights down. You fuck with that mid, I fuck with that loud.
Megan, you can't be copying me.
No. Yo, Renny the Rebel, you got a Twitter or something like that? Anything like a Twitter, Facebook? Anything?
Yeah, that's my Twitter,
Renny
the Rebel, at Renny the Rebel.
How you spell that?
Okay.
All right, I'll spell it out for y'all. R-E-N-N-Y-T-H-A, Rebel.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right, that's all right. What's up. Yo, okay. Thank you. I definitely appreciate you for calling in. And don't let it be your last, okay? Just hold on the line. We got some interviews coming up. And some more music for you,
know,
okay?
We gang.
Hey.
Okay, okay.
Renny Rebel next to Blow. That's what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller. Out of the 336, I don't know who this is, but let everybody know who this is.
What's going on, everybody? This is Cuzzo, a.k.a. Hey. I'm with the Mill Rista Google Boo, Team Wet Wet Fossil.
Yeah, Team Wet Wet Fossil, what do you do?
What's going on, Ms. Wet Wets?
Hey.
Like, when y'all get up, I'm going to need y'all to do me a favor. I'm going to need y'all to turn around and take a...
Wait, what?
When y'all get up out y'all chair, I'm going to need for y'all to take one of them handkerchiefs and wipe your feet with it so I can sell them on eBay.
Ooh. Hey, you know what? I like that. I've never had a guy show that before. That's what's up.
I'm going to sell your wetness on eBay. I'm going to sell Team Wet Wet Scratch and Sniffs.
Scratch and Sniffs. This is a trip. Oh, my God. How you doing tonight, Tuggo?
All right. How y'all ladies doing?
Good. We're really ready to get wet wet. You feel me? We got R&B motherfuckers coming in here tonight, so... We about to get turned up. If you've never heard of our open side, our freaky side, you're gonna hear it tonight. So just stand in line.
I'm locked in. Ready to hear some moisture in the atmosphere. What's that?
Yo, Cuzzo, let everybody know how they can find you on Twitter and stuff like that. Let everybody know who you is.
Well, you can turn around and find me on Twitter at BigDukeFan99. I'm following Magassier and Queen T and Dope Ass Music as well. And I support all Blog Talk Radios that support us. Bless your thoughts. Thank you. Hey, can I hear That's How I Like It by Magassier and Boo You Lying?
I got you.
Thank
That's
you.
How I Appreciate
I'm
it. Here.
I'm getting my postal cards ready now for the scratches.
Oh, my God. All right, Cuzzo. Yo, shout out to Cuzzo. We're going to get into one of those songs. First, I want to get into another caller. Where the hell is it? Sorry. My switchboard is, like, fucking up. If you guys want to call in, make sure you guys dial 718-664-9115 and press that 1 to go live. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller out of the 706-590. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Tweety B, and it's Monday. Live by Terry.
Tweety!
So,
hey, how you doing?
What's going on, girl?
Nice, chilling, violent.
You know,
it's Miss Queen T and Magassi over here.
Hey, Magassi, what's going on?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm trying to figure out where we're going to get the scratch and sniffs going.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you, what's Cuzzo bring up?
Oh, my God.
He's going to try his best to make that happen, that scratch
right.
and sniff.
Look,
I'm
just going to follow Cuzzo right now.
let me tell y'all something about Miss Tweety B, okay? Cuzzo and Dope Ass Music, y'all talking about me and Magassi being wet. Y'all need to holler at Tweety B too, because this girl right here, this lady right here, she can arouse your mind in so many different ways. You feel me? Yes.
Yeah.
I was tuning with her at 7 a.m. Valentine's Day morning, and oh my God.
Competition. Oh, boy.
People are sexy early in the morning. Everybody be horny in the morning, whether they admit it or not. So, like, I figured Valentine's Day morning everybody would be on one, so that's why I wanted to do it like that.
I had a blast, though.
Yeah.
I had a blast. Yo, Tweety B, let everybody know about your show on Mondays.
Okay, well, I do Manic Mondays every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/liveby Terrence. And y'all go over there and check me out. You can follow me on Twitter at Tweety Bird, B-Y-R-D, is how you spell the bird, 334. So y'all go ahead and do that.
I know you both have some new followers, especially by Dope and Cuzzo over there. They about to follow you on Team Wet Wet, I swear.
Team Wet Wet.
Right. This is gonna be
I think Tweety B will go right along good with the team open too, yo. So we got a nice little R&B set up tonight. So,
May 26, right?
Yeah.
We got Mike from Day 26. He should be calling in here real shortly, and then later on in the show we got a male R&B group out of St. Louis. They go by the name of Moltrey. They're independent artists. So we've had them twice on the show before, and they're real, real fun. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that.
Cool. I'm going to stick around. I'm going to be calling. I'm going to see if I can get Hey Rue to come over and hang out with us. So I'm going to hang up and get him, and we probably call on three-way from, like, a 831 number. So y'all be looking out. 831 or 813, one of the two. I can't remember. But I'm going to call right back, so don't go nowhere.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tweety B. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. I'm just checking some tweets. Yo, if you guys are on Twitter, make sure you follow us at Miss Quincy at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2 at she_is_mafia. Make sure you hit us up. Let us know you guys are tuned in. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller out of the... Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Let's go ahead and get into the 609 area code 742.
Hello?
Hello, you. Hello.
Hey.
You already know who this is.
Hey, is that who I think it is?
Who is it? Yes.
Look at you. I'm going to kill you. Where you been?
Like I said, who it is, I can't see no more.
Oh my God, we miss you. Where you been?
Doing music. Actually, I'm about to come out your way next week. I'm gonna be in Georgia first, and then I'm gonna come to Miami.
I thought you were talking about me. I was hoping you would say Minnesota. Damn it, Germany.
Minnesota. Are you kidding me?
Miss.
You already know, yo. How y'all been, though? I'm with you a long time. I'm going to have some new joints for y'all.
Oh, my God.
Yo, but we're never going to get sick of this other track, though. This track, everybody loves. Everybody just loves this track.
It's so crazy because I just got finished talking to a DJ. He was telling me, like, they will never play that shit because it doesn't sound good. Isn't that crazy?
What?
He just told me that. And I'm like, are you sure? He's like, I'm sure. I said, well... I don't know what radio station you listen to, but I don't know what radio station I'm listening to.
No.
I'm a rapper. What the hell?
Way out of talking down right there. So I'm going to suck something real quick, man. That nigga tripping. What?
Man, he just mad because he about to be fucking. You probably take his girl. Yep, you fucking. I said, what the hell?
Damn, boy.
Yo, in Germany, let everybody know who you is, what you do, you know what I'm saying, where you're from and all that. And then also I want you to introduce the song that we're all talking about.
Okay. Everybody, I'm from New Jersey, Atlantic City. And if you want to look for my music, it's going to go to www.reverbnation. And it's going to be under the name Germany, Oh So Sexy. That's Germany as in the country, O-S-O-S-E-X. And you can find me anywhere. You can Google me, all of that, and it's always going to come up, Germany Oh So Sexy. You can follow me on Twitter underneath Germany Oh So Sexy, Instagram, Germany Oh So Sexy. And like I said, you can find me anywhere now. If you want me to come to your area, I'll come to your area. Just hit me up, and it is what it is, and I'll do a show out there. If you want me to do a song with you, just hit me up. I got you. I'll do a song. I don't charge, so get me now. But
yo,
they
yo.
About to give me that song, and it's called
Yep,
Yeah, by me.
Yep, yep. Yo, y'all need to stay tuned for this, man. Don't go nowhere, because this shit is hot as hell. You already know. Yep, yep, let's go.
Yo, real quick, somebody text me. I see also sexy Instagram. She can rap and she a freak. Now she sounds good. Wow. What's his Twitter? Oh my God.
Yo, also I'm getting texts on my phone like, who is that? Like, who is that? So, yo, we need to go ahead and give out your information one more time. And shout out to that DJ that said that song is no good. So that song is hot right here. So if y'all didn't hear that, that is my girl. So I'm going to let her go ahead and let her talk about that song real quick right before we bring in our guest of the night, our first guest.
Yes, you can find me at Germany Oh So Sexy. That's Germany OSEX. I also sexy at Adrian's Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can Google me, all of that, and it's all gonna come back. Germany, Oh So Sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I love that song. Yo, make sure y'all hit her up. Like, that's a dope ass song. So, fellas, I'm sorry.
Yo.
She might just take your girl. If y'all hating on her, she probably might just take your girl. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Shit. You already know. Germany, make sure you text me. When you put you on mute, but yes, Germany, Oh So Sexy. Yo,
y'all already know, y'all my girls. And Magatsu, you already know I got you since I come out there. We gotta shoot that video, boo, and lay that song down.
Yeah, Oh my God. That's being dope. It's going down.
You already know. I'm going to keep tuning in. Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you, Germany. Definitely appreciate it. Shout out to Germany. She's out there in New Jersey. You feel me? If you guys didn't know, Next to Blow Radio is all over the place from every different area code. You feel me?
Yeah.
This is how we get down each and every day. But this is the Miss Queen T. Magasia show. Tonight's first guest, we got Big Mike from Day 26. Y'all don't remember them? Y'all should just, I don't know. Go Google them, then go kill yourself, something like that. But, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring him in. We're going to bring him in right now. Mike, are you there?
Yo.
Yo. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're good. Welcome to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. It's a pleasure to have you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm doing real good. I'm just finished from the studio, then I hit the streets on the run. So I'm at home now chilling, and I'm getting ready to go right back to the studio in another hour. So it's been a good day.
That's speaking of the studio, I know, like, me and Magasia, we love radio drops. I had to throw it to you. So we'd love some radio drops from yourself, Mike. I mean, you know, some radio drops.
I can make that happen.
All right, definitely. I'll hit the script to the manager or whatever. But definitely, let everybody know who you are. You know what I'm saying, and how you got into the music industry, pretty much.
My name is Big Mike. I'm from Gaffney, South Carolina. I got into the music game. Well, I've been doing music all my life, but I got my big break it, you know, from being known and being famous through a TV show called Making a Band 4. I work with Puff and a lot of different known producers all over the world. And I was in a group called Day 26, which we had two gold albums, and we took a break. And now I'm doing my own solo career right now.
All right. Speaking of being on Day 26 and, you know, making the band, how did it feel, and what crossed your mind when they announced that you was one of the members that made it to Day 26, or the band at the time, or the, you know, basically making the cut? Like, what was your feeling at that time when they announced that?
I was excited. I was really happy, you know, when he called my name. Although, like, it was rumors circulating that, well, like, we knew someone out of whoever didn't make the group. It was one person that was going to have a solo deal. Because he wanted to keep more than what was there. So we already knew somebody was getting a solo deal, and the rumor was to be me. Come to find out it actually was me, but it was the wrong name. So, I mean, it was cool. I loved being in Day 26. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world because, you know, I love singing with those guys. But when he called my name, it was a great feeling to know that your hard work paid off.
So when did you realize that you wanted to be an artist?
When I was 4 years old, believe it or not. When I was 4, I knew every song, every single song on the radio. I always sung with it. My cousins always in there because I was always singing with every song that came on the radio. I used to perform on the school bus on our way to school when I was 4. I just realized that, like, I could sing every song on there and sound just like everybody on the radio, so... That's what I wanted to do.
And better, right? And better. Sound better.
Huh?
And sound better. Sound better than most of them on the radio.
Oh, well, you know, I appreciate that. But when I actually realized it was a time for me to do it, because I never had the avenue being from a small town like Gaffney, so I never knew how to pursue the whole music career thing. All I knew is I like money, and I had to make my way around to go and get it. So I worked all the time. So when the opportunity presented itself, I almost didn't even go because I was so into working. And, I mean, once I actually went, once somebody talked me into going, and I got up there and I seen that I could do it and I sound better than a lot of the people that was there, that I was hearing in line trying to try out. So I took it seriously, and then I went there and gave it all I had. And they sent me to New York. And from there, y'all know the rest.
All right, cool. And if you don't, go ahead, Maggie.
No, let's see what you say.
No, go ahead, it's fine.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, Mike, how would you compare yourself to other artists?
Really, I wouldn't. I don't really compare myself to other artists because, like, for me, my music is different. It's, I don't have, like, one genre of music that I can do. Like, I'm very eclectic. I can do different things. Like, I can do pop, I can do R&B, I can do contemporary, I can do operatic. It's whatever. I can do it all. My voice is not a one kind of genre of voice.
Okay. So, you know, since you're working with big name people, people and producers and stuff like that, what producer have you not yet worked with that you would love to work with?
That I haven't worked with.
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't really know about who I haven't worked with. That I want to work with, but who I have worked with that I want to do it again is like Rico Love. I want to work with him again.
Okay. What about artists? Like, what artists would you love to work with that you have not yet worked with?
I would like to work with Beyonce. I want to do a record with Beyonce.
Okay. What kind of record would you like to do with her?
I mean, I would want it to be like one of those little ballad duets, like the 90s, like one of them hard ballad duets.
Okay, definitely. That'd be a hot track.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
I sing Beyonce all night long.
All right, so since you being on a like a major label, when you were on the major label or whatever, and you touring all over, what was your favorite place? Where was your favorite place to perform?
Well, my favorite place to perform was overseas. Actually, I really love performing overseas. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love performing in America because, you know, this is where I'm from, I mean, but it's just a different feeling over there because they don't get, like, stars or over there a lot. Like all the stars live here, so it's kind of different when you go over there. It's kind of like you're the biggest thing that they ever seen before. So, and, like, they really appreciate your music to the point of where, like, they might not even have the album come out over there. They have to get it flown, like, get it shipped from here to there, which costs a lot of money. And then on top of it, they know every concert we did over there, every single word to every song that we performed to which, and then you couldn't even hear us singing because they were singing so loud.
So, wow.
It's just a different feeling. You really feel like you know your worth when you go over there. So it was a great feeling because they really appreciated us. I mean, even when they're like just talking to us or they reach out and shake hands with them, and some of them, they pass out, and, you know, he pulls the people out the crowd. It was great. It was a great thing. So I would have to say, like, anywhere overseas, like, we toured the whole Europe, so.
Okay. So what can you say, what's the craziest thing a fan has ever asked you on Twitter?
Not really. I haven't really had nobody ask anything crazy over Twitter. It's just, I have, like, the women, I know women are bold because they said some crazy things in person while they're with their boyfriend or with their husband.
Wow.
Yeah, y'all bold. I mean, with the man on your arm, you still say some of the stuff that you say. That's really shocking.
I know we got a lot of ladies tuned in tonight too, so you never know what they might say. But I want to know, like, what's the craziest experience you had at a show, you know, performance or concert, whatever? And what's the craziest experience you experienced with a fan trying to get your attention?
The craziest thing, like, for me, like, I mean, I tell the story a lot because, I mean, it's really true. Like, this, I had this girl at one point. out through a, once I made the band, I had a party, like a Halloween, it was a Halloween party I went to. And I met her, and I, you know, at Halloween party, she had like a little costume on, you could see her legs and all this other kind of stuff. So, like the next couple weeks, I threw a lingerie party, which I seen her again, and she was just like, look what I got for you. And I was like, huh? And then she like turned over, and she showed me her butt cheek, and like on her right butt cheek was my name tatted on her. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
That's all I said, and I was like, wow, really? So that would be the craziest thing for me, like just outright just get a tattoo. Yeah, that's a little out there.
Oh, wait, shout out to her. Shout out to the butt cheek, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yo, that's what's up. That's real crazy. Yo, before we open the phone lines, because our phone lines are real hot right now, and I know a lot of people probably want to ask some questions. I actually want to get into one of your singles that you're pushing right now, and talk a little bit about this, and then get to some of the fans, some of the listeners, and stuff like that. Let everybody know about the Time Machine track that you're pushing right now.
Well, Time Machine is basically a record talking about a time where you had something great, but maybe you did something to mess it up, or just some kind of way y'all parted ways, and then you know you wish you had. You sit around and think about the times that you used to have that was great, and you wish you could go back in that time machine and change that one thing that changed that relationship so drastically, or just go back and have that good moment again.
All right. Well, we're about to get into this track. You guys are now tuning into the Miss Queen T and Magathia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. This is Mike from Day 26, Time Machine. Let's go.
Just in another wind. Okay, hold. Yeah, I like that track. Mugasi, what do you think about that track?
Oh my God, I'm over here melting. Like, wow, very nice track. your voice sounds so sweet. I'm like, wow, very nice.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yo, I love it. You know, and I'm ready to hear some more music and letting us know what projects you got working on and all that stuff. But we'll get into that our questions, because I know our callers are, you know, anxious to talk to you. So let's go ahead and get into the first caller out of the 763 area code 807. You live on Next to Blow Radio with Miss Queen T. Magasia and Mike from Day 26. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's up, Queen and Magasia? This is Chocolate on the line.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, ladies. How y'all doing?
Excellent.
We're good. We got Miss Chocolate on the line. Miss Chocolate, I know you got a question for it. Mike, I know you do.
You know I do. I'm over here grinning, teasing from ear to ear, trying to keep my composure. Let me check this out real quick. I'm writing the wrong too at the same damn time. Shit. Mike, what's up, boy? How you doing?
I'm good, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So, okay, my question is this, because all the ladies want to know, so I'm putting it out there. What's your status?
Oh, my status? I'm single and I'm looking. So it's not like I ain't.
Wow.
I'm single and looking.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
I heard it first. But for real, I love your new song. I can't wait to hear more music from you. I'm super, super amped because I've always loved you from the day one of day 26. So I'm ready to see what you got coming.
I'll be on the lookout. I got a new single coming out in the next couple weeks. So just be on the lookout for it. I got new music coming in the next couple weeks.
That's all. I'm waiting. I'm staying by.
She wants to ask Mike a question. Germany, to just text me.
Okay, definitely. Yo, Miss Chocolate, thank you for calling in. Definitely appreciate it. Stay on the line, okay?
Of course.
All right, let's go ahead and get into Miss Germany from the 609 New Jersey in the building. What's up, Germany?
Hey. Hey, Mike, what's up? I just want to know, would you be willing to do, like, a collab with me?
Well, sure. You got to just be able to set that up. We got to make it happen.
You get my contact information for them or whatever, or let me get yours or whatever, and let's make that happen. Like, let's make a hit. You feel me? A hit in a classic.
Well, if they got your contact info, I can have her send it to my management, and then we can take care of it.
All right, cool.
Okay. Cool.
Yo, Mike, I don't know if you got to catch the single when you first called in, that song that was playing, the Yup Yup track. That was her right there.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Germany. Definitely appreciate it. Let's go ahead and get into the... I'm sorry, what'd you say, Mike?
No, I was saying, yeah, we can definitely make that happen. So just get in contact with Joe and we can definitely do it.
Oh, my God.
All right, definitely. All right, let's go ahead and get into the 302 area code, 743 caller. Where are you calling from, and do you have a question for Mike?
It's the Cold War Chilla, Shadowy Gorilla, one half of the show. Next to blow is Crush the Catalyst. What up, Queen? What up, Magasi? What up, Mike? What's good?
What's good, sir?
I just want to say to you, Mike, all shout-outs to your success. Salutes to you, because on the real, I was rooting for you that whole time, representing for the big boys. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro.
No doubt. But I did have a question for you. What is your thoughts about the R&B now, like classic R&B? Like, because do you feel it's fallen, or do you think it's back on, coming up on its rise?
I really think, like, classic R&B is I think it's really taking a shift. But there are certain artists that do classic R&B music. I mean, it's just that they're not, I mean, they, maybe they might not be as mainstream as everybody wants them to be, but as far as, like, classic 90s R&B music, it's not really appreciated here like that from a major audience, because right now we in the time where everybody want it quick, everybody want it fast, they want it right now. So it's more of an upbeat, wanting to be able to dance to, wanting to be able to, you know, ride. It's not too many people always want to hear that real R&B music.
Right.
And if they do want to hear it, they're not really voicing their opinion about it. It's because they're not really buying that kind of music. They're buying the music that's be here quick, or, you know, get out and go out and party and all that kind of stuff. So that's what's in this country. So, but overseas, you know, people really, oh, they really, really like R&B music, like real old R&B music. That's why a lot of artists go over there, like, from back in the day, they go over there and perform because they love hearing that. They like to hear that all the time. That's what they're stuck in. So, I mean, I think it's going to repeat itself and come back to where people are going to start wanting to listen to real R&B music again. But somebody got to take the forefront and really just step out there and be that person to, you know, to bring that back. But it has to make a switch again.
All right.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you, Chris, for calling in from Delaware.
No problem.
Appreciate it. All right. Shout out to it. If y'all are just now tuning in, you guys are tuning to Miss Queen Tia Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio with my boy Mike. You know what I'm saying? We got him on the line. So if you guys are trying to ask any questions, make sure you guys press the 1. If you guys are tuning in through your phone, through your Google app, through the website, or anywhere else besides your phone, make sure you guys call in. The number to call in is 718-664-9115, and press that 1 to go live. We're going to get into the next caller out of the 323 area code. This is Callie in the building. Caller, who is this, and where are you calling from, and you got a question for Mike?
Oh, what up? This is Les Bless up out here, L.A., holding down. Shout out to Miss Queen, everybody up there at the radio show. Mike, what's good with you, brother? Just artists, man. You got it. I've been listening in, just tuning in, and, you know, I recently came back from Italy not too long ago, and I definitely feel you on, you know, how they are more responsive out there just to the music that we do here, especially, like, the classic music and all that. So, you know, I really just had a question about that. Like, how did your first time out there, how was the experience? How did you feel about it? You know what I mean?
Actually, my first time out there, I really, like, took it for granted. So I'm going to be really honest with it. I really took my first time out there for granted. I stayed there for, like, we had to live there for, like 4 months. Like, I think, like, 3 or 4 months. We stayed over there, and I had no kind of nothing. Like, I left all my electronics in America. So I had no kind of way to communicate with anybody from home. So I just didn't, like, I really just didn't want to be there. But as far as my experience over there with musically, like, it was great because everybody, like I said, everybody loved every piece of our music. Like, each and every word, they knew word for word, and the album wasn't even out over there. So I knew they were true fans that had to get a shift there. And like, even like 3 hours before our concerts, lines wrapped around the building for people waiting just to get inside. And just the response from them when we were performing or singing, and it was unbelievable.
That's crazy, man. What's the situation with you and Bad Boy? Like, how does that go? You know what I mean? Like, is it still cool? Y'all still doing things together, or is it more like, you know, it's you time right now?
Right now it's me time. Like, I'm pushing everything on my own. I have, like, different investors, but I'm doing it on my own for the majority part. I mean, we're, as far as Day 26, we just took a break. We stopped being on the Bad Boy around, like, maybe 2 years ago. We've been on the Atlantic for, like, the past couple years. But as far as, like, right now, as we all do our solo projects, we're all, like, independent. You know, got whoever we want to, you know, to back us unless we, you know, go into another situation.
That's what's up, man. We definitely need some of that real music out here in L.A., so, you know what I mean? I got respect for independent artists, man. I just had to, you know, shout that out. I originally called in to try and get my little promo blast on, but I figured, you know what, it's a time and a place for everything. I heard somebody real talking, so I just wanted to, you know, show you some quick respect, salute to you, and that'd be that, man. That's about it.
I appreciate that, bro. I really do.
Already.
You can go ahead and shoot out your Twitter and stuff like that, your information as well.
Oh, bet. Good looking. It's at Les Bless. I spell it real weird, so I'm going to say it twice. It's LESBLESD. It's at LESBLESD up out of LA, holding it down for real music worldwide already.
All right. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in. Definitely appreciate the support.
No doubt. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's go ahead and get into the 903 area code, 903-573. You're live on Mixable Radio. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you have a question for my boy Mike?
Yeah, this country little boy out of Mount Pleasant, Texas. Shout out to Miss Queen, Miss Bagasha. How y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, country lover?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I got a question for Mike. I see that you're still big on the R&B and hip-hop, man. What keeps you focused and motivated?
And the thing that keeps me motivated is just the fact that I have the love and the passion for this. Like, what I sing and what I talk about is what I live. So things that I'm putting out there is all past experiences or something that I've been through or something I can relate to. So it just motivates me for people to hear my side of what's been going on in my life. I want people to understand who I am. Like, the reason why I know I'm an entertainer because I love to be on stage and let people and take people on a roller coaster of emotions to where, like, they may come in and feel down about their day, but just hearing me can make them happy or make them smile, or, you know, just the different emotions that come when you hear somebody sing a song. So,
yeah.
I mean, the thing that keeps me motivated is just I do it for people to hear my side of my life, hear my life, and also I do it so I can give somebody some kind of joy or some kind of a different emotion to take them away from maybe the things that they're going through in life, but they just get that 4 or 5 minutes of a song.
All right. I respect that, man. I mean, I've been following y'all ever since when y'all joined Bad Boy, you know, somebody, and then somehow whatever happened in the industry, you know, something, but we still got big ups for y'all, you know, something back down this way in East Texas, you know, something like, we just ain't heard from y'all in a while, but I mean, the music that you got going, what I just heard, man, that's very hot, man, and I feel like the industry is missing a lot of that.
Yeah. Very much, man.
For sure. And I got another question. I know some industries tend to fall off in the industry, you know, some, what advice can you give somebody that's trying to be in the industry? What can they do to stay current?
To stay current?
Yeah.
Well, really the best thing you do is, like, self-promotion. So you got to, like, you have to promote. The key to this game is promotion. And just keeping your stuff new, like, trying to keep relevant is a full-time and then some job. So,
yeah,
you know, a lot of people are in the music game, but not a lot of people are relevant. You know, everybody is working to be relevant and stay relevant. So it's how hard you want to work or how hard would you go to outwork that next man or everybody else so you can stay relevant or be relevant. So it's really about a work ethic, really. So, but the biggest thing that I would tell someone trying to do that is just promotion. It's just your promotion strategy on how you go about doing things.
Okay.
You can have all the dope music in the world, but if you don't have a right promotion team, nobody's ever going to hear it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because I do R&B and hip-hop music as well, but, you know, I'm not you. I can't sing about their panties, you know what I'm saying? I can't do all that there, you know what I mean? I do a lot of music, you know what I'm saying, for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? That's one big thing that I'm doing that's kind of stand out from the other artists down this way, because they do music about, you know, the stuff that you always hear all the time, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to break that outlet and, you know, somebody and branch that out, you know, back down this way.
Yeah.
Okay.
At times, you're supposed to stay true to what you know, like what kind of music that your heart really is, but you can't, like, but a lot of times, like, I've learned to, as much as I love R&B music and as much as I am R&B, I have to, you know, I do at times, like, do the hip-hop song or, you know, you have to branch out and do different kind of things just so people won't label you as one kind of artist, like one kind of, you know, you don't want to be just that, like your R&B singer. You don't want to be labeled as just that. you want to be more than that. So.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Country Lover, for calling in. Definitely appreciate
the
question. All right. Yo, I know, Mike, you probably got a big schedule. You'll say you're about to get back in the studio. We got just a couple more callers. I know we got a lot more callers, but, you know, it's going to take, like, two more callers to see what these callers got to say. Let's go ahead into the 614-286 area code. Caller, you're live. You have a question for Mike?
Yes, I do. Well, actually, I don't have a question. I got an answer. You can call me. Yes, you can call me at 614-286.
Oh, man, boy.
Miss Quincy, bro, you need to come back and see me. I love you. I miss you so much.
Mike, I love you, too.
Hold on. I got to finish. Mike, I can miss and love you, too. See, she's just my friend. It's like, but Miss Queen P, I'm so proud of you. You came a long way from what I can. Well, you always been top notch to me. But girl, get your thing going, Mike. Again, you can call me at 614 1204.
She's serious too.
I believe it.
You can Facebook me at Jasmine Hill at Facebook.com, yes. And I'm a red bone and I look good, so yes.
All right, so you're going to give me the description right now.
Oh, 5'6", red bone, full lip, straight white teeth, ass, hips, thighs. I look good. Beautiful smile. I got like 5 tattoos. Let's see. I got a beautiful smile, honey. I look good. I can cook. I can really cook.
Yo, I love it.
I'm from Oklahoma.
It's nothing like a woman with confidence.
I'm beyond confident, honey. Let me tell you.
Yo, that's my girl. Yo, nah, you is a fool.
Girl, you better come back. I'm coming to you. I'm not playing. You better come back to Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, you gotta come to Minnesota. I miss Ohio too, but you gotta come to Minnesota though. We get it in out here. Y'all just don't know.
Yes, I'm scared of planes. Do the bus go that way?
Yeah, I do. Y'all do.
Okay, because I ain't getting on no plane.
Yo, Nana, I appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, just hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't expect my girl to say that. She's crazy. Let's go ahead and get into another caller out of the 831 area code. Caller, you live. 831-214.
What's good, Miss Queen P?
What's up? Who is this? Where are you calling from? And you got a question for Mike?
I'm calling out of California. Nah, I just called to shout you out, let you know I'm checking you out, paying attention to your show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I appreciate it. You got to say hi to my girl, Magasia, too. It's the Miss Queen T and Magasia show.
Hey.
Don't be rude, too. I got my boy Mike from Day 26, too. He's our guest right now, so.
Yeah.
But I appreciate
up, Mike?
Yeah,
I can in for a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? A shout out to the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing y'all thing, though.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Y'all take care over here.
All right. Hey, Rue. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's see who's calling out of the 909-358 area code. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from? And you got a question for Mike?
Yes, I do. First off, respect to my queens and my king on the line. What's up, Big Mike? This is Jay Rivers.
Hello?
Yeah,
what's up?
Yeah, this is Jay Rivers, the realest, representing South Central Los Angeles.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm just listening in to the show. I had to step out during the song play. You know, we got women over here, man. They all like, is that Mike? Oh, man, I had to dip out real quick. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Hold on, wait. You understand me? So, you know, I'm just calling in to show respect, man. And I did have a question because I'm an independent hip-hop artist. You know, if I could sing, man, I'd be doing it. You understand me? But I don't think I can bust a note.
Yeah.
I don't think I can bust a note, man. But my question is, what I
first of all, let me start off by saying what I did is I respect the art so much, and it is very important. I know we would, the question earlier was about the R&B and how you feeling about the rise and the fall and this and that, and I understood what you were explaining, and I respect what you were saying so much because a lot of people have lost touch in the United States. When you look overseas, the hip-hop, the R&B, all the original stuff, mainly a lot of the early 90s stuff and the stuff we were kind of like, and my, especially me, I'm going to give it away. I'm 28, so my generation of music, you know, we came up listening to a certain type of music that we don't anymore. So what I did is, me being a hip-hop artist, I have these R&B artists, these independent artists who are trying to get to where you're going, trying to, you know, I mean, get to where you're at. I'm sorry, going to where you're at. And I decided to put a project together called Real Love. And what I did is what I wanted to do is I wanted to push these R&B artists, and I wanted to push this soul music, because what you guys are providing is not more or less rhythm and blues. It's more or less soul music. It feel, like you were saying, it feeds the soul. And my question is the humbleness. How do you continue to stay? Because I hear it in your voice. You don't sound like one of these guys who just, you know, they think they the ish and they got pipes and they just falling off everywhere and they balls balling. You just, they real cocky. You sound like a very humble young man who is very appreciative of what you've been blessed with. And I would like you to let all the people who are know who are inspiring artists, how important it is, because I'm very humble too, but how important it is to maintain that and how important it is to maintain within your career to heighten yourself.
Well, the biggest reason I am the way I am is because of my upbringing, my family. I have high family morals, and, you know, like, I know who I am. Like, I know myself. The biggest advice I always give people about trying to be in the music industry and about the fame and the glitz and the glamour, that's only, like, a little percentage of it. You have to really know who you are, because this music was, like, this game is about way more than music. So this game will suck you in and turn you into something that you don't really know what you want to. If you don't know who you are, it will turn you into something that you don't want to be. So, for me, the way that I do stay the way that I am and be so honest and humble is because of my family. And before I got into this, I already knew who I was as a man. Like, I already knew who I was as Mike, and nothing was going to change that. Like people always say, like, money and fame just heightens who you really are. But if you don't know who you are, it'll turn you into something that you don't want to be.
I respect that. I appreciate that.
All right, okay, Jay, real, definitely appreciate it. Appreciate you for calling in.
All right.
All right, I'm just going to take one more caller because I know it's getting real tight right now. Let's go ahead and get into the 347-320.
Hello?
Hello, you're live. Who is
What's
this
good?
And where you calling
What's
from?
Good, man. This is Maturi, man, calling from Brooklyn. What's good?
Hey.
What's good, Queen T? What's good, Magazia? You know what I'm saying? Mike, what's good,
man?
What's up, bro?
Man, I'm so sick of y'all R&B niggas fucking it up for us rappers, man. Y'all niggas get on my nerves, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all R&B niggas never go out of style, man. You know what I'm saying? Us rap niggas got to think of ways to reinvent ourselves, man. What's good, though, man? How's life, man?
It's good, man. I'm just grinding, making sure that I get my message out to the people, to the world, just to let everybody know that I'm doing good music on my own.
Word. That's important. That's very important, man. I heard that the time machine, that shit's official, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, it don't even sound like you. You feel me? Like, you sound like you definitely matured. You know what I mean? So big up with that shit, man. Keep that shit up. Like, you know, how much you charging for a hook, bro? You know what I mean?
And for a hook, well, we can talk about that off air, but we can get my info, or you can send her your info, and I have somebody reach out to you, and we can definitely make that happen.
No doubt, man. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what's good, man. Because, you know, I'm making a band myself. You know what I'm saying? It's just me. I call myself the band. You know what I'm saying? So I need.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, man, you know, I'm just calling, man. I just had to, you know, call in and give respect to where it was due, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Queen T and the Gage, man, and everybody next to Blow and Blast Your Thoughts and Smooth the Dude. Everybody that's on the Blog Talk Wave, you know what I mean? But that's good business, man. So, you know, keep on doing what you're doing, son, and definitely, you know what I mean? Don't stop doing what you're doing, fam.
Never. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the love.
Already.
All right, thank you, Missouri. All right. Well, I know we probably upset a few people, quite a lot of people, because we have so much callers. We could sit here forever and ever, you feel me? But me and Magafia, it's our turn. We got to get our last and final questions because, you know, we want some of Mike's attention too, y'all. Like, come on.
Yes.
But yeah, so I would take a couple more questions. So basically, when can we expect the mixtape or the album, the solo project from you to drop?
Well, you can expect like the mixtape and the album this year, but you can expect new music within the next couple of weeks. I'm dropping a new song, which is, you know, I gave out the, you know, you'll see in a couple of weeks. I will definitely be coming back to let you know. And to give you the new music so that you can play it on the Blog Radio, so I will make sure that happens.
Definitely.
All right.
That sounds good.
All right.
This is Magafia talking. I wanted to know, can I get a follow back from you at
she_Magafia? Yeah, you can get a follow back. I just gotta find that name.
Yo, we'll hit you with the blast. You know, we've been promoting this shit all day. Yo, I already got a follow back. Y'all don't know.
I got you.
I'm going to brag.
I'm about to say, don't say I'll follow you now.
You see? That's messed up, man. You follow Queen T, but you didn't follow Magafia back. I'm sad now.
I made it a fucking must. I was like, yo, he's gonna follow me back, yo. He followed me back a long time ago, so thank you, Mike, for the follow back.
It's
I appreciate
like,
it.
No, it's ignoring you though. Don't say it like I'm ignoring you, cause like I just didn't know.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I'm sending you a tea right now. It's cool.
Okay.
Yo, you is real humble, real cool. I know we've been wanting to get you on the show for a minute, and, you know, timing is right, and, you know, we definitely appreciate you for coming through, and keep some bangers coming. I know you do, you know, collabs with, you know, other independent artists, and this dude had tweeted me, I don't know if you know who his name is, but his name is Fly Guy.
Yes.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yo, your hook on that Lay Down track, Mike? Oh, my God. Yo.
Yeah,
they
used to be, I brought them, they used to be my artists. So, yeah, let's Fly Guy. Big shout out to Fly Guy. They doing real big things right now.
Yeah, that Lay Down track, that's real nice. Like, I don't even listen to the words. I just listen to the chord just to hear you. Yo, that's hot right there. Lay Down, you feel me? Make sure y'all go check that out.
I appreciate it.
But, yo, definitely, like, we appreciate you for stopping through and blessing the Miss Queen T and Magafia show. And it was a pleasure to have you. You know, the listeners loved you or whatever. And don't let it be your last. You know, you're welcome back at any time. And we want to know if you guys have any last shout-outs you want to give, you know, any promotions you want to put out there or anything else you want to say to the listeners, to the fans that have not didn't get the chance to talk to you tonight.
Well, to everybody out there, just make sure you stay locked in, checking out my Twitter, Mike_Day26. Once again, it's Mike_Day26. And also I'll be putting out new music within the next couple of weeks, so make sure you stay around for the new music. And also, just be on the lookout because I'm coming with a lot of new things this year. So, and I hope everybody supports it. So,
of course. And I'm gonna hit up your manager so we can get them dropped because I know you said studio time. So I know we're gonna squeeze some drops in there, right?
Yeah. We're gonna make that happen. I'm definitely gonna make sure y'all got y'all drops.
I know, wait. You know I can't let you go. We can't let you go without hitting some vocals. Some
really?
Vocals.
Really?
Yes, please.
please, Mike.
You gonna get me like that?
Yes.
Yo, we always do our R&B singers like that, but you know, we gotta see. I mean, it's okay if you don't want to do it. It's okay, but you know, we would like to hear.
For y'all, what y'all wanna go? Some of my music on Day 26 is the same thing as me.
I can't even pretend I've been sleeping. What a day and my place. Both of our bodies fainting. So I'll wait. Girl, your shape makes me wanna concentrate. Do whatever you want to me. Whatever you want to me, baby.
Oh, wow. that's major. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I know we got like a whole another hour in the show, y'all. I think I can't handle myself the rest of the show. No, I'm playing. But, Mike, thank you again for stopping through. I definitely appreciate it. And you have a good night, okay?
No problem. You too.
All right.
And shout out to all the callers that are still tuned in with us. I definitely appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because Mike ain't online doesn't mean y'all have to go nowhere to stay on the line. We're about to get into another interview with my boys, Mo Trey, out of St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I only see two of the numbers on the line. Yeah, man. Team Open is in the building, the Miss Queen Team of Gossip Show. Y'all didn't know. if y'all didn't know, this is the third time having these dudes on the Miss Queen Team of Gossip Show. The third time, like, third time, so y'all already know they Team Open. We love them. So we gonna bring on Santana right now. Santana, what's up?
What's good? What's good?
What up? You got any of the dudes with you, or is it just you right now?
Valentine should be on the line. 374-61.
Okay, I see him. Hello.
Yo, Montreangelo now.
Valentine.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Where's Angelo at?
Angelo, man, in the month of February is Valentine.
Oh, my bad. I thought you said JC. I'm sorry. Where's JC at?
We know where JC is MIA right now. We're not sure if he got his face in the place. Facing the place under some covers or some shit. Who knows?
Wow.
What up, Magasi?
All right.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, start this show off by saying, man, you don't even fuck with us no more. That's crazy. You don't call us no more. You don't send us no tweets. You don't do nothing, man.
Let me tell you something. I'm always be Team Open. Don't get it twisted. I'm gonna tell you, when she called me up there, it's like, yo, we're gonna get Mo Trey. I could have stopped blushing. I was like, oh my God, I love me some Mo Trey.
We came back to the crib with the door cracked, all the furniture gone. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no hardwood floor. Shit moved out. Still see the tire tracks from the U-Haul truck.
No, don't say that. I appreciate you guys running my CD. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Mo Trey. You already know.
Yo, it's crazy. Yo, shout out to Mo Trey.
It was okay.
We didn't have Mo Trey in the line. So.
I tell you, man, that's not good.
I thought to send you some more of them gummy bear shots.
Santana, I don't need no more of them gummy bear shots.
Wow. Gummy bear shots? Wow.
Yeah, we got it there. I was blessed to meet these dudes. They came out to Ohio. And we had a blast, though, right? We had a blast, right, fellas?
We had a blast. We had it all.
What'd you say? What?
We had a wonderful time.
Definitely. We don't need to put the information out there though, because anyways.
I know one of my listeners.
She tuned in. She was there too. Shout out to Nana. I know y'all remember her.
Who is that?
One of my homegirl Nana.
Nana, what up, Nana?
Yeah,
we're going to go ahead and get into this interview, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know who you guys are, where you guys are from, and what exactly do y'all do.
Angelo.
Okay, I'm going to kick it off. So, okay, we're Mo Trey, M-O-T-R-E, and my name is Mo Trey Angelo, a.k.a. Sexlo, you know? And what we do is that R&B thing, you know, we sing. We're the bedroom bully, so we get it in. We put our music down and lay it down, you know.
All right. So let everybody know what, you know what I'm saying, recap what you guys been up to since last time you guys been on the Miss Queen T. Magathia show. What new projects have you guys did and working on? You know, let us know.
Well, first of all, let me say y'all missed one hell of a Valentine's Day show. You know, new things popping off. Shout out to Mike, man. I wish I could have had a chance to holler at him just to tell him, man, that record's so good with Day 26 is my shit. And I didn't even really fuck with Day 26 until I heard his voice because he got a lot of realism in his voice. You know what I'm saying? You can tell he's a real cat. But anyway, you know, we got big things coming up this year. And one of those things is we finna unplug ourselves from this point on, and we brought the live band out, and that's a new element for us. So Valentine's Day had it real nice. You know, we gave away Vicky C goodie bags. You know, we had the lights dimmed. You know, it was a real sexy occasion and stuff. So, but right now, you know, we got a new EP that we're coming out with. You know, you can go get it on our website, motrey3.com, but we're running with that Superman joint. You know, we put it out there for feedback, and y'all loved it. Other people loved it. So, you know, we decided to run with that one as our second single. You know, Crush was the first one, but, you know, we're going to go with the Superman joint. So all 2013, Mo Trey looking for Lois Lane. We give not a damn which ethnicity you are, Asian, Black, Korean, Puerto Rican, Filipino,
Haitian.
White, albino, whatever you
albino,
are. You know?
Yeah, as long as you sexy, then we approve. Team open, y'all already know. Team wide open. All the lowest lanes, please direct yourself to motrey3.com and find us. All our Facebooks on there, all our Twitters. We talk back. Tell them.
When are you
guys coming to keep alive and real. Absolutely.
When are you guys coming to the MIA? You gotta bring them there. You see how I had to bring them to Ohio. You feel me?
Just set it up.
I like
all they have to do is set it up. Let us know we got somewhere to rock. You know, some people that's gonna show up for us to do our thing, and you know, we'll figure out a way to get to the MIA. That's my favorite city in the whole wide world of USA America and stuff.
We gotta make that happen. You gotta get you guys to MIA, guys. All the beautiful ladies, all the big booty ladies, big breasted ladies, the little ladies,
Yo, I know y'all are anticipated and want to hear some of their music. And speaking of the Superman track, I want you guys to go ahead and introduce this track.
All right, you got the song Superman, that's Superman by Mo Trey. I want you guys to check this out.
It's the Messy R&B Boys, Mo Trey, M-O-T-R-E. Where you want to be entertainment, you know where we be. Hey, ladies, let's rock.
The mind you're taking like a star. Body so insane. Don't even know your name. But I'm a groupie, how you moving? Got me impressing your brain. Freaky little thoughts all up in my head. Do you give it to me? Kryptonite won't keep me off of you. You're just that beautiful. Take you to my crib tonight. Lie away with you. Wanna have my way with you. I'm trying to play it cool.
Well, baby,
upfront about it. MOTRE up on my chest, don't leave home without it. Girl, you looking super thick, super hip, super size. When I'm in that thing, call me Superman, super size. Have you screaming?
Boy, you the best.
Give me one chance, I'll have you gone. Back to my spot, girl, we can get grown. Wanna be the back to an army zone. Hotties call me Tanner, I play hard like Alabama. A and MOTRE between your legs. Well, I wanna be, girl, I wanna get you. What's that look for? Yeah, I said it. I'm a freak, girl, let me wet it. Cookie cook, girl, let me get it. Have you shook once I'm up in it, cush. Come fly away with me tonight. I'll be your car, you be my lowest. Up in the way we take this life, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and bring them back in. Oh, that's Shice Mace. I mean, I know I love that song, so hope y'all love it too. Let everybody know about that song and where they can find that that single and all that stuff. Mo Trey.
Yeah, we all here. I'm here. Mo Trey Angelo.
Okay.
Yo,
Santana.
Hello.
Yo, Angela, we hear you.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, JC should be on the line, too.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, what's up? It's JC here, man. I apologize about the tardiness. A little difficulty.
Oh, my bad, Santana. There you go. Santana, I'm sorry. You live now.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the show, JC. You know, better late than never.
Yeah,
let everybody know your Twitter name as well.
It's Motrey JC. That's MOTREJAECI.
And if y'all forget those Twitter names, all you got to do is go to MOTRE3.com. Our Twitters are the first things you see, right on the front page.
Definitely. Yo, you know what's crazy? I want to come out to y'all city. Like, y'all need to set something up, and I want to come out there because I know too many damn artists out there, and I know we got a few other St. Louis people tuning in right now. Shout out to Calico Black and Rider Season. They out there. And but, yo, what you guys got? What kind of events you guys got coming up? Like, what's coming up? Any performances?
Getting booked up for the summer, springtime pretty soon. We'll probably hit up some colleges and some, definitely making sure we take care of the Midwest. But right now, we're building up that relationship with that band we were telling you about, Black Ice. And,
shout out to Black Ice.
Oh, yeah, shout out to them, you know. And shout out to Kawani, too. She definitely part of the team. You know, you got Motrey plus one, and she definitely doing her thing, too. And so, we're just basically building a superpower. So we can definitely crush the city wherever we got to go, you know.
See, this the idea. This is what we got going on right here. You know, we figured we could go do our thing on the R&B tip, keep singing, but, you know, there's strength in numbers. So we're trying to build a team of people that have the same common goal we have. That's to do music on a higher level. And, you know, like Angelo said, shout out to Kawani. She just dropped her single, Loving You, on Valentine's Day. And we are definitely repping her. So you can check her out at Kawani, K-I-W-A-N-E-E. com. And we also have a DJ, you know, a DJ camp that we want to shout out to called, you know, the Dirty Boys. And what up, Cristal? What up, Radar? What up, Rail? You know, what up, Charlie B? And right now we're trying to, you know, we got the DJ thing going, and we figure, you know, we got our own DJs, and we got our own singers, and we got our own band, and we got our own microphones. then we just going to go out here and do it as big as we can. You know, like Angelo said, we setting up for 2013, the campaign of Superman. You know, we plan on eventually, you know, the goal is, you know, to infiltrate radio and on whatever levels we can. So listen out for us, you know, on your local radio stations. And as soon as you're ready to have us in your city room, y'all already know.
Okay, okay. Right, so right. You guys are looking to perform in different people's cities. What can the people expect from y'all performances? Like, what can they expect?
You're going to get an all-star performance. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, we're going to come ready to entertain, you know. We're not B2K. We're not a dancing group. But if we need to bring our dancers, we got people to take care of that. You know, we're the type of R&B group that basically likes to channel into some nice smooth ballads, but also good club songs, a good mix, you know. We'll hit up some classics. We also can entertain with hot originals, you know. So you get a hybrid of not quite hip-hop, you got straight R&B, but also with a little club pop feel, too. So,
not really trying to be nice. You're trying to be nice. Tell them they can expect sexy awesomeness. How about
right.
that?
You know,
right.
I needed someone else to say it. I was hoping JC would come with that
right. energy. Energy, man.
You know, JC,
you know.
At our last performance, JC had a box of panties sent to him from Nashville. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
With his initial on, he had a FedEx to him. This is a true story, in case y'all didn't know, with a fat J on the crotch.
Yeah, I didn't even want to know.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
As a matter of fact, if y'all don't believe it, he's going to put that on Facebook just so y'all can see from his number one fan.
Yes.
What up, Vicky?
that's the fan y'all were talking about, right?
I remember
that. Vicky Williams, man. We rock for Vicky. You know what I'm saying? She's sending panties in the mail. I fucks with her.
Wow.
Hey, it was just panties, though. It was some cards, some candy. I tell you, she was on time.
He made a statement. That's Santana. He made a statement. He said, you know, we were talking about him. He sensed a little jealousy. I came front, you know, as his R&B compadre. I was a little jealous, you know, because I ain't never had no panty FedEx to me, you know.
Oh. Right.
Okay,
never.
So,
I've never
so
had anything hot pink sent to me.
So we have some ladies. I
want to
mail some panties to you guys. How can they mail you some panties? Should they, like, hit you up on Twitter, Facebook, because I know I've got a lot of girls online.
That's listening. I'm going to answer that question. I need you to visit unheardmedia.biz and hit up Jackie Taylor.
That would be
our manager. Mama.
Say that one more
time. AKA Ted. That is unheardmedia.biz. That is how you hit up our manager, Jackie Phillips.
Yeah.
You got our website, but that is how you get the address for the go-to product. We take pies and stuff like that, too, you know. But, you know.
Man, my God,
you know.
Man. Man. Set himself up. There you go.
Yes, all panties and bras and anything of that such.
What's
direct to
cologne?
Jackie Phillips.
What's your favorite cologne? Because, you know, we might want to bring some cologne on there.
I like Calvin Klein, personally.
Well, what about you,
Santa? Here's the thing. Magasia, and I'm going to have to intercede. We really don't want no cologne on the panties. See what I'm saying? We'd rather have perfume.
Right.
I'm just
Okay.
I was hoping that would be a separate gift.
I'm just saying. I know you were thinking in terms of yourself right there, but.
No way. You know what? I'm just going to say that. You're right. I meant to say perfume. So you want something sweet, something soft.
We're not as open as you think, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. No comment.
Yeah, let's clarify with those panties, too. It definitely could be boy shorts or
absolutely.
Anything like that.
Like little lace boy shorts.
Yeah,
on
like
joint.
A little heart shape look. Yeah, that's cool. That's all right.
I like them bright colors. You know what I'm saying? Preferably teal. You know what I'm saying? Like a metallic blue. You see what I'm saying? That's my thing.
See, I want to see a hot silver color. I like that kind of metallic blue.
Hey, check this out. Check this out. Regardless what color they are, hey, just have them clean, man. Make sure they're clean.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, matter of fact, I don't even trust it. I want the tag still on mine. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It checks out. Hey, you can send the receipt with it. Send the receipt with it.
Okay.
You know, verify that it was fresh, you know.
Exactly.
No, but we do got a lot of stuff on a serious tip, you know what I'm saying? Well, we are serious about, you know, anything you want to send us. You know, you hit up Jackie Phillips, you direct all of that. We would give out our addresses, but, you know, we were advised that that wouldn't be very smart. So we will receive anything that you send. But more overly, like I said, our Twitters and everything, we're proactive. We're not like those people that don't answer. It takes 50 million years to answer. If you hit us up, we'll hit you
back. It may take a couple days, though.
Okay.
You know, that's cool. That's cool. If we can't get you, if you can't get us on Twitter, we'll definitely get us on Facebook.
I'm just playing,
yeah, check it out. Let's check it out.
You know,
feel free to send a photo. A photo as well.
Hey, I tried to switch the subject. Hey, Queen Tia McCarthy, I tried to switch the subject.
Yeah, you know.
I know you did.
Send a photo. You know.
Oh, wow. Let's go ahead and bring in the caller. I think this caller wants to say something to y'all. Let's go into the 614 area code. 614-206, caller, you live. Hello.
What up, what up, what up?
What's happening?
614-286, you live.
Hey.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
I know you ain't gonna say hey to Motrey like that.
Yes, I did say hey to Motrey like that. We're sexy.
Okay.
Yeah, what's
up? I got nothing to really say, but you can call me at 644-286-1204.
Hold on, man. Let me get a pen. Hey, let me get a pen. Hold on. Let me get a pen.
Yeah, get a pen for real.
Count your boy in.
Y'all know who that is, right? That's Nana. Y'all remember Nana?
You remember me?
Oh, what up, Nana?
What's that?
Nana. Hey, Nana. Team Gummy Bear Shot.
Gummy, but no, I don't want them no more. Them things had me out of my freaking mind.
All them jumping in the pool, remember that?
Hey, who was jumping in the pool? I don't know anybody that was jumping in the pool.
Oh. You did jump in the pool.
Oh.
Hey. Flashbacks.
Oh. So, I mean,
where did that happen at?
Yeah, where that happen at?
What is that? At?
Anyway, but 614.
I mean,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, we all here. We're
you got a pen? 614-286-1204. 614.
Playing the lottery today.
286-1204.
Yep, 1204.
Got you.
You're going to have the whole fucking world calling your ass.
Girl,
yeah. I want to text stuff. You're going to have voicemails in the middle of the night. People working.
I always answer my phone. I'm going to be like, hello. Even if I'm asleep, I'm going to wake up like, hello.
I got the wrong number.
I'm going to have one. I can get my sexy back, and then I'm going to snap into, like, I'm going to be like, hi, good morning.
Yo, you crazy, Nana. All right, Nana, thank you again for calling in.
Okay, but
you got a 618 number on there, Queen T?
6.
Area code 618.
Should be a 314.
No, I don't see
that.
Yeah, I'll be a 314-322 and the 314-792.
All right, get your 792 first.
All right, let's go ahead with the 314-792 caller. You live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
What up, Miss Magathia? What up, Miss Queen T? Shouts out to Miss Motrey. This Calico Black.
Hey.
What's going on, Calico?
What's
that?
What's going on, y'all know me, man. AKA Sweaty Bob Calico. I think I'm Facebook friends with Angelo and Santana. I can't find JC nowhere, man. Yeah, we couldn't find him at the beginning of the interview either, my nigga.
Right.
Hey, yeah, I just want to say one thing about my boys. When she told me y'all could be on the show, I had to call in, man, because one thing about them old Trey boys, they do put on the show. You know what I'm saying? They know how to get the crowd out and everything that's going on in the loop, they're a part of it. I can vouch for that. Summer Jam, they there. You know what I'm saying? While I'm there doing this
much
thing,
love,
they there. Anywhere R&B going on, new boys there. I fuss with R&B, so I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, appreciate that,
yo,
bro, man. Real talk.
Hey, man.
Saint Louis.
Right.
Saint Louis, you know how I had them, man. I fuss with the Rip and all them, man, the niggas from my hood, man. Shout out to Firewater Red Star. Ride a movie, ride a season all day. We was just at the climax with Young LA, man. You know what I'm saying? And everybody was performing from the city, doing their thing. And I gotta say, man, you know, I ain't taking that from Young LA, man. He was saying all that old shit, but the city put on, you know, more than that nigga, man. I ain't gonna even lie.
That's what's up. We supposed to. We supposed to try. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to show love, but we supposed to. You know, we out here doing our thing too, repping St. Louis, whether it's R&B or hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shout out to
Cal Coke. For sure. For sure, man. And Miss Queen, too. You know I love you, baby.
Oh, I love you, too, Calico.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure calling in and fucking with you. Shout out to that Big Mike thing, too, though, man. His new little track was hot. It was hot, man. I appreciate what the boys brought to the table as a group. And if he can keep that going as a solo artist, I'm going to definitely be fucking with him.
Yep. That's what's up. Yo, Calico, thank you for calling in. Definitely appreciate it.
Anytime, boo. Peace, y'all.
Hey, Santana, you said 314.
I said 618.
There ain't no 618.
Oh, well,
I see
good.
Another one that just. Okay, that's what's that? Boston, Billy, son.
618.
Yeah.
That's East St. Louis, East Side.
Oh, okay, about that, I know.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay,
let's
go ahead and get into a caller out of 302-588. Caller, you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's good? It's your boy MID. Calling from DE, Delaware. What's going on, Queen T? How you feeling?
Yo, what up, MID?
I'm cooling, man.
I mean, MID, yo, you can't forget to say hi to Magasi. We got Magasi, and we got a guest on the line tonight, too.
Magasi, what's going on, baby?
Mo Trey.
Yeah, Mo Trey, what's going on with you?
What up, bro?
Man, what's good? I'm cooling, man. How y'all feeling tonight?
We chilling, man. Chilling.
That's all you can do.
What's going on over there all the way far on the far east coast? You know what I'm talking about?
Ain't doing shit, man. Raining. Shit. Raining. That's it.
Okay.
Hey,
man, shout out to everybody doing their thing on the show, too.
Okay.
I ain't get to
tune in early enough to hear nobody's song or nothing like that, but, you know, I'll be calling in to show love to everybody doing music, so. That's all it is.
All right, well, we're going to get into another track, but we got I Want You and we got Crush still on the line. So we'll get into those, so just hold on the line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Imadi.
You're welcome.
All right, let's try this caller out of the 314-322. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi, Magasi. Hi, Miss Queen T. This is Kawani.
Hey.
I was in a joke about it. I heard Superman was there. I was going to say this is Lois Lane and stuff. And I heard Superman was in the building. But, yeah, this is Kawani. I was just calling because I'm out in the cold listening, you know, waiting on my turn, and I'm freezing. But I
hey,
was call
Lane. Hey, Lois. Hey, Lois.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm
hey, we loving you. Hey, we loving you.
Yeah. I love you too.
Right.
Right. Good.
Where you going?
Huh? Where you going? Why are you outside? I'm at MVP, hanging with them dirty boys. Talk to me dirty Tuesdays.
Okay, okay. Let everybody know who you is. You know what I'm saying? What it is, what you do, and let everybody know about the new single that you got.
All right, well, I'm sorry, I'm freezing and shaking. All right, so I'm Kuwani. My new single is Loving You. I'm R&B, jazz, and your soul, you know. And they can listen to my single and download it at www.kuwani.com. It's K-I-W-A-N-E-E, if they can't spell it.
Can we get a little of
some
vocals, Kiwani?
Oh,
y'all
gonna
make
us
sing in a
song?
It's
so
real out there.
It's like 30, like
40 songs. Do it, do it.
You know, I'm gonna go
okay.
back in because my
okay.
bitch is a pro. But I love y'all.
I love you
hey,
too. Go
hey,
ahead
Kiwani.
And shout your Twitter out.
Hey, we on our way up there. We'll see you in a minute.
All right. All
right. Hey, y'all hear the police at the tail end of that?
Right. So right. Right.
St. Louis. Welcome to St. Louis. Nah,
yo,
I don't put my feet out there like that. They were just there to secure
sure
the door.
Oh, Maggie, you there?
Okay. I'm here. I want to hear both Trey sing a little something, you know, as usual. I want to hear a little something. So.
Later you know what?
Show.
It's going to be kind of hard for us to sing today. I'm not even going to lie because we're in three different places and our
right.
phones tapping
oh.
at three different times. So we might have to, from a business perspective, respectfully decline today, but we'll give you a major rain check.
Well, how about just one of y'all sing then? How about just one of y'all sing?
Santana. Really?
Santana.
No, you know what? I'm going to throw it to JC since JC's late on everything.
I like that idea and I will support it.
What am I? Wow. I just gonna do me like
hey,
that.
And they put Mike from day 26 on the spot too, man. So he said,
"Man, I'm just trying to figure out."
Should we make Team Dark Skin sing?
I think I'm gonna take over the team.
Hey, go ahead and give it a second verse about "Won't You." What you want to do? You want a slow ballad? You want?
We don't hit you with a little slow.
I mean, do what you want to do.
Oh, man. Wait, hold up, Ezra. Go ahead. All right. Well, you know what I'm saying? Definitely get you at the tail end of the interview. You know what I'm saying?
Angelo, where you at? Who's coming? Can you sing? You somewhere where you can sing? Love you, Flo.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on 1 second real quick. You know, we stay mobile. That's why they call them cell phones on transferring
right.
locations.
Right.
All right, here we go. All I want to do is love you. I'll give you all of me. Ain't got no time for the games women play in the streets. Baby, you're all I need. We have a house, let's make it a home. I'll never leave you alone. Whatever it is, you have it all. Tell me what you want. A little something.
Okay.
Thank you. That sounds so good.
I definitely
kind of hard to get this.
Oh. Huh?
Y'all must be getting ready for a show or something. Y'all all meeting up somewhere?
No, like I told you, shout out to the Dirty Boys, man. We got a DJ home base every Tuesday. It's called Talk Dirty to Me Tuesdays. We go up here and we hang out with the hottest DJs. You know, where you want to be, entertainment, Dirty Boys, ASC. And just kind of hang out, dugout. You know, we do a little give. They doing a little hustler, you know, nasty toy giveaways and everything, man. I wish I was here. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I want a toy. I need a toy.
Smile with.
Can I have a toy? Want a toy?
Yeah, a lot of fun toys and you know.
Those type of toys. Okay.
All right, yeah. So, you know, basically, let everybody know, like, who would you guys like to collab with out there? Like, who would you guys inspirational? Who inspires you guys to keep doing music and start music? I know that's like two questions in one, three questions in one, but.
Hey, real talk, like, I'm inspired by my brothers that I sing with. You know, we've been on grinding for some time, and so in-house, I'm always inspired to see two people that love the same thing I love as much as I do. The ups and downs, we still keep growing, you know, parallel. So that's one inspiration. But if she was to say who I would like to collab with outside of Kawani, of course, you know, just honestly, like, anybody that's got an open mind to just, like, do good music. You know, like, I like Neo. I think he keeps a pretty good balance between, you know what I'm saying, doing ballads and also doing stuff that's, you know, a little more upbeat for the pop culture, you know, but smooth. But also, like, you know, obviously everybody would like to do a song with Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? But if you were talking about a male-female collab, but that's just two of my personal opinions. I'll let them go ahead and speak.
Well, you know, this JC here. I would say, like, I would probably have to agree with Angelo, like, you know, at this point, you know, my biggest inspirations are him and Santana. You know, when it comes down to it, you know, I mean, always, you know, I'm a crooner. So if you want to get to, you know, anybody outside of them, I mean, it's from Boyz II Men and Jodeci, and then Donny Hathaway, old school. But just as of right now, just because we a family and we brothers, like, you know, I can't really see nothing past them and Montre as a whole. So, you know, that's my inspiration to get better, you know, and to just keep on doing what we do. You know, as far as who would I like to do a collab with, that was the other part of the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, who I'd like to do a collab with, I don't know. I mean, I agree with Angelo too about, like, Beyonce, if you're talking like male, female, if you're talking, you know, if you're talking maybe, I don't know, maybe a rapper, you know, we can all say people like Ludacris, Chip, you know, T.I., you know, just people like that. I love to work with one of my favorite groups in the world, Boyz II Men. You know, I don't even want to get started talking about them. I'll be out here all night. but that's who it is for me. You know. Yeah.
All right. This is Santana. I'm gonna start with the collab first and foremost. I don't know why, but I've always felt this way since I even tried to get in the music industry. I have to do a collab. I don't care if it's 20 years from now and he in the wheelchair. I'm still going to be trying to do a collab with Ludacris. I rocks with his creativity. You know, I think he's a universal rapper. I think he can go, you know what I'm saying, to both ends of the spectrum, whether he's, you know, being silly, whether he, you know, he's done songs that he can appeal to the ladies, you know what I'm saying, and he can do some things for the streets as well, you know what I'm saying? So I think he's a universal artist. And it kind of, you know, he, you know, it's a lot of silliness to our music. You know what I'm saying? We like to have fun. You know, we try to keep it sexy and be sexy, but a lot of times, you know, we like to just have fun. I think that's what is represented in his music. So, that, you know, out the gates, Luda, if you out there, I fucks with you. You know, we're going to keep working hard. You know, one day we'll get on that level, hopefully. And as far as on the R&B side, man, I'm a Jamie Foxx head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd love to do a collabo with Jamie Foxx, Tank, that whole fam. You know, they both kind of rock with each other, that kind of music. I think that's, like, the dopest R&B music, in my opinion, as far as fave. As far as inspiration, I'm going to elaborate on what the fellas are saying. At this point, you know what I'm saying, you've been in the game as long as we have, and, you know, people come, people go, people support you, people stop supporting you. You got fair weather. At the end of the day, you know, we all we got. You know, CMB, ain't that what they say? So right now, we have to continue to inspire each other, you know, to keep our heads up and to keep moving forward, you know, even when other people fall off or don't believe in us. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what Angelo and JC are trying to say. It's a lot of love, and you know, we're going to keep going. So, you know what I'm saying? We thank God for everything that we have and, you know, all the accomplishments we, you know, and the support that we've gotten from our city thus far, you know what I'm saying, and our family and friends. In my opinion, on my biggest inspiration. Anybody that supports Mo Trey wholeheartedly, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out.
All right. Definitely. So, and that being said, like, you're talking about accomplishments and stuff. What would you guys say your guys' biggest accomplishment so far, accomplishment and obstacle so far in your guys' music career?
You know what?
Go first on that one.
The biggest accomplishment so far, just to run off that one, is the fact that we're still together.
Man, I would say the same thing.
groups break up, you know what I'm saying? And we've had members, we've had other members, but us three were the ones who, you know, who stuck together. And, you know, people ask us that all the time. You know, we had somebody hit us up on Facebook, who I got the name Valentine from, and they said, oh, my God, is that Valentine? Is that JC? You know, they can't believe we're still together. And, you know, that's the hardest thing. We've been through all kinds of rocky roads. So that's the biggest accomplishment on that end. And did we say we had the number one independent R&B mixtape downloaded in the country? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really? That's what's up. That's major right there.
Right.
That's what's up. Yo, let everybody know where they can get that mixtape real quick before the rest of them.
You know, they can still get that from unheardmedia.biz. So you can send us the panties and download the mixtape at the same damn time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Definitely. All right, fellas, what about you guys?
Talk about as far as our biggest accomplishment?
I think
he really summed it up. I mean, our biggest accomplishment is just the fact that we are together and that we've been together all these years, and you know, and we ain't got nothing but stronger, and a better, and more faithful in God as a group, and more faithful, you know, just with each other and trusting each other and knowing each other, everything. I mean, it's definitely been a blessing, truthfully, I can't say enough about that. I mean, really.
Hey, I want to add to that, you know, in addition to staying in the group, just continuing to find ways to grow. A lot of people kind of stay in the same place, and they don't want to take criticism. They don't want to take development, you know what I'm saying, and really expand on that. And I feel like that even if it took some time, we find ways to try to grow, make our sound more crisp, make our stage presence more, you know, professional, and being as best as we can to learn what we have with the tools that we have. You know, a lot of times people get in the game and they have a lot of stacks behind them, you know, so they kind of spoon fed, and everything we've done has been scratch and claw. You know, every single thing we've done, every road trip we've taken, every single mileage we put on our car to get to a city has been from scratch and claw. So that to me is a big accomplishment, because we always believe in what we're doing, and I think that keeps us humble. It keeps us, you know, creative, and also finds ways for us to continue to want to be better, you know. So that to me is also one of our biggest accomplishments, you know.
Sounds good. So do you guys have any upcoming shows coming up?
We have a show on the 27th at Bernie's. It's here in St. Louis, City Bound. So far, that's the only one I know of confirmed. And many more shows to come, of course. Santana, any other shows to add to that?
You actually caught us in the interim right now. Shout out to Jackie, Where You Want to Be Entertainment, Unheard Media, our management. She's actually doing kind of what we did for the, you know, the Married to the Music tour, which is, that's also one of our biggest accomplishments. Like Angelo said, we got out and did that on our own. You know, but the shows, what we're doing is kind of basically lining up the show dates from now, you know, so when the spring comes, we'll have that list. We haven't actually gotten that list yet, but I know Jackie told me for a fact that she had about 5 dates lined up already. So that's usually how it works. Right now, you know, it's in the works for this month, and she'll let us know next month, and we'll definitely call back in and let y'all know. You can also, on our website, we have all our shows posted. It'll say, go on our website, it says touring.
Yeah, I just want y'all to notice how when you all asked about the shows, how I didn't say nothing. Because I am not that guy. I'm not that guy to ask me when the next show is. I just show up. I'm not that guy. So.
Who said that, JC?
Yeah.
Of course, JC said that.
You too worried about them panties, that's why. You too worried about them panties.
Oh, God.
Ask one good question before every show. Is my mic on? That's it.
Right.
All right. So, do you guys have any like advice to another R&B group that's trying to make it, rather than, you know, just being solo? Because what advice would you give to a group, another upcoming group trying to?
Well, I got some advice. Just go outside and just start slapping each other and just bang it out in the beginning.
Right.
If, when y'all get done with each other's ass, you see what I'm saying? If y'all still want to be a group, then y'all got a chance.
Right.
Hey, I have to.
Right.
That's real. Like, you know, when it comes down to it, like, you got to believe in each other. You got to trust each other. So you're going to go through trials. And you have to tell yourself that your ego is the last thing on that list when it comes to a team effort. Your ego is not part of that.
Preach.
So right. It's like all of us have had our own ego moments where we had to learn and be humble. And it's like, you know, a lot of people be like, well, how come you never got in a frat or whatever? My group is that frat. Like, that is my lifeline right there, you know. Even on the days when we won't be able to sing anymore, that's a permanent part in my heart, you know what I'm saying? That's a part of my dream. So I know that when you get to the beginning of that stage where you feel like you want to give up, it's not when you start doing this fun, it's when you want to give up and you feel like that you got that opportunity still in front of you. Don't give up, you know, work hard to find smart ways to make it happen for you. You're never too old really to get in this game to do good music, you know. And also realize that if you're not a superstar, you still got to start off to be humble and try to be a star, you know. Get to your levels. Don't try to be something you're not. Yeah, you have to earn your keep, you know. So if you're doing shows in some of these smaller clubs, hitting some of these, you know, even taverns, build up your fan base, build up your music, build up your product, have a single, you know, have something people can follow, and don't be too scared to do other people's songs and your songs, mix it up so they can get familiar with you, you know.
And to run off that, speaking of that, as far as being humble, just because you're R&B, a lot of people think, you know, we're R&B, you know, we sing to the ladies, we're upscale, we're uppity, you know, we're not as what's the word, you know, as underground as rappers. And my advice to people that sing R&B, you know, they tend to, a lot of, and this is our R&B fan, what R&B world, we tend to be a little, you know, I'm not going to go to that club, or I don't go to this, I don't, at the end of the day, everybody listens to R&B. That's why so many babies running around out here unsupervised. You see what I'm saying? Everybody's R&B. So you need to humble yourself and get out here and understand what the word grind really means, whether you R&B or not. You know, you got to get your music out there. We walk the streets of St. Louis. We walk the streets of Columbus. We walk the streets of Atlanta. We walk the streets of every city of Louisville. We've hit up malls. You know what I'm saying? You know, we were in Lexington, Kentucky, passing out flyers in the middle of a mall. You know, just, you know, hey, right. Our name is such and such. This is Mo Trey. Here's our website. Check us out. You know, you're not too, you know, people out here think, well, I sound so good, though. I don't got to do all that. Nobody knows you sound good. Like Mike right. said, Mike, it's all about promotion. This game is about promotion. You can sound better than anybody out right now, and nobody will ever know because you're not humble enough to go out and promote yourself. So at the end of the day, as a group, as a solo artist, as any kind of artist, when you're dealing with R&B, you have to understand you got to work just as hard as any of these rappers you see grinding.
That's nice.
How do you guys taste? I'm sorry,
what? I got one more piece of advice. It's kind of towards the recording area. Like honestly, if you want to build up your sound and really perfect it, you know, find a place where you can call home and do that, you know. And then when you do want to put out that single or even the mixtape, make sure it sounds professional. You know, get it mixed, put that little extra money that you're saving that you might blow on an outfit and put it towards, you know, your product, because your first impression outside of your image, it's definitely going to be your sound. That is your ultimate tool. So make sure it sounds original. Make sure it sounds good, you know. You won't get spins on the radio, they can't spin it.
Be able to take constructive criticism, man. If somebody tells you, don't go to your best friends. Don't go to all your yes men.
Right, man.
And
don't
ask
go to
them, how does this sound? Go to the people that's never heard you, don't know anything. Walk up to a random person on the street and say, you know what? No holds barred. How do you feel about this? And when they say it, don't go, oh, they just hate you. You know, if they say it once, put it in the back burner. If they say it twice, then you kind of should worry about it. If they say it three times, then it's probably true. You know.
Right. And then, and then last but not least, you know, it's, I'm saying, like, ain't nobody going to help you if you ain't helping yourself, truly. Truly.
Wow.
So, I mean, so that goes to putting money into your own project. You know what I'm saying? That goes to getting out there and beating the streets, you know what I'm saying, for your own self. Like, ain't nobody going to help you if you ain't helping yourself, man. Like, that's the biggest problem. Everybody's looking for a handout. Everybody's looking to just get to the top in a day. And it's just not going to happen. Like, it's just not going to happen. And if it does happen, call me. Let us know. Let us know. I mean, you know, we live out here, so.
And that is Music Industry 101 for today from Mo Trey.
Yo, crazy. Yo, what happened?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yo, so out of all the places that you guys say you bet, like, where was the bet? Where did you guys feel like, you know, you got the most love out of state or... you know, basically, where was your guys' best performance you guys felt, you know, that you loved to perform at?
Let's go to all the cities we performed at. Let me think. ATL, Lexington, Louisville. You know what? I don't know, Angelo. What you think?
I mean, Ohio, duh. That's open love, man. That was the coolest. I mean, shout out to the girl that was dancing the whole time in her favorite outfit. Shout out to her. There's no name. She just has an identity. Shout out to her. Just, I don't care how slow or fast the song was, she had a dance for it.
Yeah.
She did have a dance for it. Yes, she did. Right.
Wow.
Y'all crazy. Well, besides Ohio, I know what I'm saying, we all got it in Ohio, but besides Ohio, like, where'd you feel so welcome, like, yo, I gotta come back out here?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I personally feel like we felt welcome in all the spots, and we'll come back anywhere, because, you know, we love all the
all the fans. We love all the people that support us. Truly, truly, no, I took the.
You know what I gotta say, man. I had a lot of fun in Peoria, Illinois.
Ah, yeah.
We got a lot of people. That's one of, you know, we enjoy crowds, and this is our pet peeve. You know, we got a lot of people after our show that'd be like, oh, man, y'all killed it, and woo-doo-woo-doo. You know, they do the basic thing. They watch the show, and they clap at the end. But my thing, this is music. This is R&B. And as well as we feel the music, we write the music for you to move, for you to dance. You know, if you're feeling something inside the music, show it back to artists and performers on stage. If you like them, you know, participate. You know, this isn't a seminar. This isn't class. This isn't, you know, communication 101 at the university. You know, you can speak. You can get up and dance. You can, you know, participate, you know, without raising your hand. You know, and so, you know, Peoria got it in. We got it in Peoria in that fashion. We got it in Ohio in that fashion. Let me think where else.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Shout out to the man that coined baby cakes. That's so cool.
Yeah.
wait. Shout out to what? The man that what?
Oh, you know, we have a squad. You know what I'm saying? You got Motre, you got Kawan, you got our DJs, but we got our dancers. You got Shani, and you got Riot, a.k.a. Baby Cakes. Santana, finish that story.
Yeah, we get one of old school players, man. That just, you know, he's just trying to be one of our dancers, Sugar Daddy, you know. So he called her Baby Cakes, and she's been riding with that name ever since. And if you'd have seen him, I mean, this dude danced with a flask on his shoulder just to
right.
prove that he would drop his drink. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you my favorite city to perform in. We haven't been there yet. Hypothetically speaking, I just got this feeling. Miami. You know what I'm talking about? Magasi.
No, we're going to make that happen. We're going to set that up. You guys got to definitely come to Miami. I mean, beaches, the ladies, the drinks, the food. Yeah.
You know, we've been to South Beach a few times.
Me and Steve.
We had a lot of memories down there.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm sure y'all do.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Did he deliver sleep? And we
yeah,
did leave
it. It doesn't. They say New York never sleeps, but mine is the same way. Boy, clubs don't stop popping till like 10 o'clock in the morning. Crazy.
Yeah. People in Miami go straight to their car, pull out their briefcase, and go to work right after the club.
Yes. That is so true. I can't lie. We all go on that, though. Most definitely we all go on that.
All right. So I want y'all each individually to express or just say in one word or one to three words describe it, Motre. Santana, you can go first.
I knew you were going to do that.
Sexy.
Go. I got three words.
Got
soulful, creative, and original. That's Motre.
That's Motre. I like how you said that. That's Motre. Next.
Team Dark Skinny, go ahead. Oh, shit, hold on real quick. Okay, never mind. Sorry. Go ahead, Angelo.
Oh, wow. I would have to describe us as don't want to see us on the court. No, I'm just playing, but No, real talk. Humble, hardworking, talented, you know? Mm. I mean.
Okay. Stacy, I gave you a little time to
right,
get, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't like going last because I feel like they stole my words. You know, but I think I might have to take some of their words. I would say definitely soulful, humble. I don't know, probably last one, to be honest, is energy. You know, soulful, humble, and energy. Maybe that's us.
I'm going to keep that to myself. Okay.
I hear that pound effect right there. I hear that. Yeah. It's okay.
Yo, Creasy, did they give you a lap dance in Ohio? Because they promised us a lap dance when it comes to our city. So did you get a lap dance?
You say what? Did we get a lap dance complimentary in Miami? Yeah. Is that what I heard?
No, yo, I said, Creasy, did you get your lap dance? Because they said when it came to our city, we're going to get a lap dance. Did you get yours?
No, but it's okay.
I better get mine. I'm gonna be front and center on that stage with my lips.
No,
I'm gonna enjoy myself. Each one of y'all.
But look, I'm telling you, I had so much fun with them though. Like, look, I'm telling you, Maggie, you're gonna have fun even if you don't get the lap dance. Like, these dudes are amazing. Like, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, this goes out to all the listeners that are listening. Like, you guys don't know. Like, these dudes are independent. Feel me? And I came approach them, you know, upon like requesting an interview with Chingy, but I'm so thankful that I wasn't even worried about that. You know what I'm saying? So Motre is that deal. So make sure you guys get them to your city. They're talented. Listen to the music. They're driven. They're hardworking. Like they said, all them words describes Motre. So make sure y'all check them out. Their performance is crazy too. Make sure y'all cuff your chicks. If you don't want them to be all over them, make sure y'all cuff your chicks. You feel me?
I'll be not help. It can't be no cuffing when Motre come in the building. I don't think so. Like, I don't think. Yo, Motre, let them know how they can book you for like any shows, any appearances, and whatnot.
First of all, let me give a big shout out, man. I just got hit up. My girl Daze from the 618. You know, she's tuned in. You know what I'm saying? She saw the promotions on Facebook. What up, Daze?
What up?
And, you know, shout out to anybody that's street team for Motre, too. But there, you can find us at www.motre3.com. Angelo, how you spell that?
M-O-T-R-E.
It's the number
3.
.com. And pretty much, we don't like to confuse people. We found out we want to keep it simple. So, you know, you might ask for our Twitters, Motre3.com. You looking for our Facebook, Motre3.com. How to book us, shows, what we got coming up, everything that we've done. It's a one-stop shop for Motre.
Yeah, I definitely want to put out that unheardmedia.biz. Like, that is definitely how you hit up JP anytime you want to get some shows. You got to go there if you want to, you know, check out Mixtape Salute the DJs Volume 2. You know, that's our DJs right there. They got their new mixtape that just dropped. You know what I'm saying? So you got three websites you got to remember. Unheardmedia.biz. You definitely got to get that. www.motre3.com and www.kawani.com. You got to check all those out. It'll link you to everything you need to be linked to.
Yes. And ladies, they are very handsome. Each and every one of them. I'm logged on right now to www.motre3.com. And let me tell you, fellas, you look very nice in your suit. Very sexy. Very
appreciate
handsome. Cute.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, people were actually commenting when I had shared the picture. People were like, yo, nice suit. You guys got some nice suits on there. So, yo, I see you guys redid the website, though. It looks nice. I definitely am digging it.
You know, I mentioned the website. You know, there's definitely links to get to new music. You know what I'm saying? Definitely download that Superman package, you know. And there's links to not only our website, but, of course, the big websites, the iTunes, Amazon, CD Babies, you know what I'm saying? All of that. It don't matter where you at, use an Android phone, download. You got to download it, you know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. Definitely. Shout out to all the callers that are tuned in or whatever. That haven't pressed 1. I feel bad because I don't see a 618. I just see 404-214-773-614, a couple other 314-701-218, 323-347-678-305. I don't see no 618. I feel so bad. I don't know. Aww. Sometimes the switch will be fucking up, though, so... but you guys, I know a lot of people are tuning in. They just kind of curious or whatever. But if you guys want to ask them a question, go ahead and press 1. I'll get into this caller right here. See what this caller got to say. From the 305-785 caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's good? It's your boy Dizzy Ho. What's going on?
That's good.
Hey, what's going on?
What up? Chilling. Actually, I was calling to add onto everything that all y'all were saying, because I'm also an artist and I'm also going through a lot of that same crap that y'all are going through currently, as far as all of the promotions and all of the people who are all of the yes men that'll always say, all right, yeah, look, your stuff is hard or this and that, but it's a grind. It's a grind and it's a game. It's a dirty game. It's a long road, and you got to keep going. You got to keep going. If you don't keep going, who's going to go in your place? Who's going to keep you up? Who's going to keep you up and alive? Who's going to help you get to that next step? But something that keeps me going each time that I feel like about to quit or something, it's I would get a call or something or a text or a fan will tell me, oh, damn, I had heard this track and it's hard. And that there, it just does a lot to me and for me, so it keeps me going. But yeah, that's all I really wanted to add to it and whatnot.
So, hey, is that the Miami area you from?
Yeah, I'm calling out Dade County.
Dade. All right. Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, all of us are in here trying to grind and make sure that we push our vision and our dream. And you just, if you got a strong song, you got a bass, you think your bass, you know, just like we doing, just building our bass. You know, sometimes find one way might not work, so you just got to plug, do research, and see what way might work for you. You know, get with people that's going to support you. If you can find someone financially that can support you, that's one thing, but definitely just keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? You know, get your EPK together, you know, get your graphics together, you know what I'm saying? So anytime you want to promote, they see a clean picture of you, that, you know, you got a nice single that you could push and a few follow-up songs that, you know, people can build, get a good characteristics of your sound, you know. And that's what we are, you know, basically trying to make sure it's clean, easy access to us, and be ready to perform when people want you to be, you know, be able to do some shows without worrying about being paid all the time. You know, sometimes a few, you know, free shows here, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
As long as they take care of your family, you know,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that you're talking to Mugasi and Queen T, you know what I'm saying, obviously, you know what I'm saying, you got two people right there that know about your passion, you know what I'm saying, and continue to get on these shows and online shows.
Always showing love to them, man.
Absolutely, man.
They nice. That's what I fucks with them,
yeah.
Hey.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely, man. Keep it up.
All right.
Job, bro.
Thank you, Dizio. Appreciate it.
I'm
going to get into another caller before we get into the last track tonight. Nana, she want to ask another question. I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. 614, Nana.
Don't laugh because y'all keep hearing me. But still, this is serious for real this time, though. Like, when y'all first started, right, and, like, I know y'all had y'all, like, a couple of shows where some people really were showing love. Like, except, like, how did that kind of make you feel? Like, it made you feel like y'all was just, like, the shit? Or, like, was y'all shutting shit down when y'all first came in to the game? Like, y'all just knew y'all was top-notch.
I can answer that one.
Or did y'all have them shows where people went clapping in the show over and y'all like, damn, like, we could have did such and such and such and such.
Man. Go ahead.
Now,
listen. Check it out. Let me chime in real quick. Here's the thing. First, let me answer your question. No, we weren't shutting shit down. let me first answer for you like this. Now, here's the thing. Were we better than we thought we was? Yes, but you couldn't see on stage, and which in turn
that affected us on stage. You know, because we didn't know our potential. And so it's like that affected us. You really have to find that fine line between being humble and still confidence. You know what I'm saying? That's still having confidence without being overly confident and know that you and feeling like you the shit when, like, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, a lot of cats get out there and they think that they the dopest in the game, and when they get on stage, like, they feel like that, but, you know, everybody listening is going, nah.
What? Listen, not to cut you off or nothing, but, because I seen y'all perform. You feel me? Like, y'all was killing it. Had me moving, busting moves. I ain't never know I could do butterfly and the tootsie rolling. But, when y'all get in on stage and stuff, do you feel like you just turned into somebody else?
I'll answer that one.
A lot of people
know me for happening when I go on stage. Like, you know, I like to start off with my glasses, but every time I go on stage, it's like I have a routine. I don't even know if the fellas know this. I grab the front of my hat, my brim, and I kind of do my John Cena, and I have to pretty much make myself invisible and erase, because, like, we are really, truly humble. So the biggest thing that we've had to be told is sat down and said, you know, we have to go up and hit stages like we are stars. And that's hard for us because we are humble. And so you kind of got to get into a mode and turn up, so to speak, you know, like everybody's saying, you know. And so, we turn it on. Like, you know, we found a way here of late as we come into our own to kind of quit that switch and just like, hey, we got to go for it. You know, we say this is what we want to do. So, you know, you just turn on and just go for it. You know, leave it all on the stage.
Yeah, like,
I got one more question, and I'm going to say that.
If you were signed today, right,
let's say you get signed today, because they're going to ask you, like, who was your music for? Like, who do you want to really listen to this? Like, who do you make this for? Don't just say your fans, but, like, you want a certain crowd to really listen to it. Like, who would you ask your music for?
Honestly,
you
know
what?
That's a hard one.
That is a hard one.
It's, you know what? Our music, honestly, we make music for people who are real, who live everyday real life situations. You know, in our writings, everything that we write, we want to write what you did last week or what you had happen to you in your life last year, or, you know. Even club songs like Superman, you know what I'm saying? We want to be relative. We want to relate to movies that you've seen. Everybody's seen Friday. Everybody knows who Taraji is. Everybody knows who Baby Boy is, you know. And we want to be relative to things that you've done in your life, whether it's intimately, you know, or whether it's going the shit that you're going through, you know, whether you got baby mama dramas. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to come out with about 5 of them songs. I just think we can't put them out yet. It's just not good for
business.
Oh, baby, write
the hook
in. It's, you know. But, you know, if you can go on our YouTube right now, we remix Deuces, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my son, Lil Tana. You know, we want to write about things that people are going through on a regular basis. We don't ever want to just go make up a bunch of shit because then you can't feel it. You see what I'm saying?
I understand that part, but as far as directing your music, you know what I mean? Like, when people, all these artists, they be like, all right, well, I want the teenagers to listen to this, and you feel me? So, like,
honestly, it's kind of funny, a quick little story. Like, there was somebody that was, you know, trying to get to listen to our music, you know, because they never actually heard us. And they said, well, this lady's probably about 40 years old, and she had a daughter, and the daughter had actually heard our song on the radio. But then when the mom was like, well, I mean, you know, the CD, I probably won't listen to that. And I was thinking of songs like Love You Slow and I Want You, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? There's something on there for everybody. But our target area, obviously, is the people that definitely want to move, you know what I'm saying? They definitely want to be moved. So
yeah. 21 and up. Our target area is 21 and up. Anything that we get below that, you know, if we get any, you know, 18 high schoolers, if they can relate to it, then that's a bonus. But we try to target
grown and sexy, but we don't necessarily, you know, trying to target the older people. We want to target the people that's just not going to the club and want to have fun, that want to live life.
Right.
So I would say 21 and up.
Yep.
Right.
But y'all are great artists in my eyes. Like, I've seen y'all myself, so, yeah, I'll give you that.
Hey, we appreciate
you.
That.
We appreciate
yeah,
that.
It's motivating.
Appreciate
there
it.
So.
Hey, JC had a question he was going to ask.
Huh?
I said JC had a question or answer he was going to have. I just want to make sure you can get that off.
I would. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, when you were still asking about our confidence on stage or whatever, you know, I was going to say, I mean, real talk, and both of them can tell you, it took me 6 or 7 years to just simply just look at somebody in the crowd.
Oh.
And that's real.
But see, had your family behind you, so it was, even though it took you as long to do it, you still did it because you knew they was right there with you no matter what, though.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Funny you say that because I'm the exact opposite. Like, it took me 6 or 7 years to kind of calm down and not be too anxious to get on the stage. You know what I'm saying? I'm pacing around because I'll be ready. You know, when I know I'm going to perform, I'm ready. Them 2 hours waiting, maybe, if there's a feature, and you got to sit there and wait. And I don't even drink, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we try not to drink before our shows and stuff.
Hey, Angelo. Your fault.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? But me, I got that natural high, you know what I'm saying? And they do too. You know, they got a different kind of zest, you know what I'm saying? But a drink kind of gives them that extra edge.
Don't ever call me zesty.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever do that.
Y'all talking about, we about to bang right here on y'all radio show.
Okay.
Ain't no zest over here.
They got a different energy, you know what I'm saying? They seasoned in that area, you know, for me. You know what I'm saying? I just got that natural high. So when I read the scene, it's hard to calm down when you know you want to entertain people. Or it could be 10 people, it could be 10,000 people. Like, I just like to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm at that level where I'm sitting down in the cut now, like, all right, you know, where am I mic at? You know what I'm saying? Let's do this. And so it's kind of funny how it's kind of balanced out, you know what I'm saying, over here.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, this is Santana speaking. I hit the stage, I really just don't give a damn. I might lick your face. I don't really care.
Wow,
you might lick your face.
Girl, I might fuck around and get a tattoo right there and he's gonna say he touched me.
Wow.
Wow.
I like that idea. I'll find it.
Rebel right there.
I want to know, what are your zodiac signs?
I'm a Libra, you know. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a little rundown. Usher,
who's
Lil Wayne, Will Smith, Snoop Dogg.
Huh?
All
what?
Libras.
What?
Usher, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, and Will Smith.
What is
all Libras?
I said, what is your sign?
He named an artist?
Who's that?
And he has to call us. See what I'm saying? He naming other niggas signs and shit.
That's my whole point. These are entertainers.
Oh.
These are people you know about. These are infamous people right here. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So,
man.
No, but we want to know your actual signs. Like, what's your sign?
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. This JC right here. I don't know what no other nigga signs is, but I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo. I don't know what no other nigga signs is, but
damn.
I'm a Leo.
You a Leo?
Yeah.
Too?
That's yeah, man, the freak. Yeah, the freaky of the freakies, and you don't know what that.
So I know how you like it.
Huh?
I know how you like it. I know how you want it, and I know how you need to have it.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
That's why they got panties on at him, because he knows how you like it.
All right.
I put up Team Pisces in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lover, not a fighter. You know what I'm saying? I like beautiful things. You know what I'm saying? I like to give head, shit like that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
Everything is the art. Everything is the art in my world. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's music or whether it's eat pussy. You know, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm sorry if this is a piece of show, but it's just an art. Seeing hoops and basketball, it's all an art. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I like Angelo. I like to drink. You know what I'm saying? I'm,
I gave up liquor this year, so I'm doing champagnes and wines and, you know, stuff like that. You know, I'm kind of like that hopeless romantic type dude that will give head all night. That's just me. Spicy. What up?
Wow.
Oh my God. My address is
30.
Oh, ladies,
we need to find a
spicy. Hey, so that complimentary trip to Miami? There you go.
Wow.
Oh yeah, Pisces are multitaskers. I could be giving head right now and on this radio interview. Y'all never know. I promise I'm good.
Never know.
Oh my God, you doing my life. I see.
That's a quick cut out. Queen C, that's a quick cut out.
Yeah,
wow.
Yep. Straight like that. Yo, all right, Nana.
They just
came
like 5,000 fans on Twitter.
Yeah, that was Santana right there. So,
later. Well, my address is 1337 Indian
Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ohio 43201.
Yeah. Girl, you got me over here
about to go get some strawberries and stuff.
What?
I still got strawberries. It's all good.
Hey, shit. How you doing? I can open it out.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, and it's JC, and for real, and just like Angelo said, you know what I'm saying, I you know what I'm saying, it's cool that you throw the panties at me, because at least then I know you ain't got them on. You know what I mean?
If I
told,
no, who told you that?
Yo, Mocha, I know you guys got some things you guys got to get into. But we got one more track I want to get into called I Want You. I mean, we got Crush too, but I want to get into I Want You. I mean, unless you guys want to play Crush, it's up to y'all. But we gonna end the show with that song or whatever. But well, I'm gonna play one more song after that. But we gonna end the interview with this song. And basically, I just want to say thank you guys again for coming through. I know we say it. Come back anytime, you know what I'm saying? And you know our word is bond because it's the third time y'all been on our show. And we love y'all. We always have fun with you guys, and the listeners do as well. So y'all have any last shout-outs y'all want to give? You guys got some shout-outs, some promo y'all want to do?
Well, absolutely. I want to shout-out to some of our fans, Regina. We want to shout-out to Jamie Chumley. You know, people have been blowing hard with us in the last couple of years. So obviously shout-out to y'all, you know what I'm saying? And let's see, take over from there.
Yeah, like he said, man, shout out to the people that stay with us through thick and thin. What up, Tiffany Hole? I see you. Anybody that support us again, what up, Dave? Anybody, where you want to be, entertainment, most definitely, that's where we be, Unheard Media. Shout out to my, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give a big shout out to my roomie. What up, Krista Ryan? I see you. She said she was tuned in and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Team open, wide open. And that's
wait,
the problem.
Roommate though?
Damn. Your roommate's a girl?
Wait. He said his roommate's team open, team wide open. So are you sure it's just a roomie?
Team 13. No, it's all about cohabitation. You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
Hey. That's how the rich get rich, man. You gotta stack money. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just playing. Go ahead, Santana, finish.
You know, that's about it. Again, shout out to the Dirty Boys, man. They hold us down. You know what I'm saying? The hottest DJ camp in the land and you know, and Black Ice. What up, man? That's, you know, the new band we're working with, man. They help, you know, they played a great show Valentine's Day. We look forward to working with them. And going live, and shout out to any artist out there that's chasing their dream. That's all I got. Motrade3.com.
All right. You know what I'm saying? JC checking in, man. You know, just big shout out to y'all, first and foremost. Miss Queen T, Mr. Gaffey, Nana, you know, all y'all out there, man. We appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Shout out to everybody that they said. Straight up, because I'm not that guy to remember everybody's name, because I just, that's not.
Well, can you remember numbers?
I mean, yeah.
614-286-1204.
Right on. Check it out. typically, and it's a true story. It's a true story. You know, because me and Santana, you know, we've been rocking. We've been rocking ever since college and all that stuff. He always remembers stuff that I don't. And that's weird. Like, he always, I'd be like, dog, what was, he's like, ah, yeah, such. I'd be like, ah, because I didn't even know. So, I mean, you
well,
know, man, that's true. Yeah, yeah, but,
that's
yeah.
That's because I think you're a little bit more sober than JC.
Yeah, absolutely. But shout out to everybody out there, you know, and everything. I don't got a whole lot to say. And you say what?
Give me this. I'm about to drink this shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, www.motrade3.com. I love
Yo, I just want to say thank you. I want to play something real quick, y'all. Just hold on the line real second. Just hold on.
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy STL R&B boys, Mo Trey.
We holding down this R&B thing with our girls, Miss Queen T and Magasia.
And they got the whole world locked in right now, listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah, and you already know that we Next to Blow.
Mo Trey.
Hashtag team open.
Wow.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
We love our drum.
Yo, we play it every show, yo. I said, like, that's just a hot job. Thank y'all for that. We definitely appreciate that. It's not too often where, like, we get guests on here and they actually do radio drops. So it's all love over here. So, but, again, thank y'all for coming through. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And one of y'all can go ahead and introduce I Want You or Crush, whatever one y'all want to hear.
I kind of want to hear it in a while.
All
right.
Go ahead and introduce it, y'all.
Yeah. Well, check it out. This is our ballad, Mo Trey. I Want You. You know, it's for all the ladies out there, man. You know, check us out, man. www.motrey3.com. Let's go.
Oh,
Shout out to Mo Trey. Make sure you check them out at www.motre3.com. That's M-O-T-R-E, the number 3.com. Make sure you hit them up on Twitter at Mo Trey Angelo, at Mo Trey Santana, at Mo Trey J-C. That's J-A-E-C-I. Shout out to them. Great interview tonight with them. And shout out to Mike from Day 26. Great interview with him as well. Two great guests tonight. And, appreciate everybody for calling in tonight. Shout out to Denaya. I know she's tuned in. Shout out to Trouble T, Nana. Shout out to Kiwani as well. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the Blue Chip. Shout out to just everybody that tuned in, man. We appreciate you guys' support here on Next to Blow Radio. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow on Next to Blow or Hell No Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? We need judges. You know what I'm saying? Come judge on these five songs that we chosen. So make sure you tune in to that. Also, next Tuesday, the Miss Queen T. Magasia Show, we got Princess from Crime Mob, you know, formerly of Crime Mob. We got her on the line. Also, we got my boy 50 Tyson. I know Magasia is excited about that. She likes 50 Tyson. So I like 50 Tyson, too. He's real cool. He's real cool. I met him before. So it's going to be fun. What you think, Magasia?
It's gonna be major. Like tonight, all this R&B made me so. It got me so mellow. It makes me wanna go listen to some more tracks from Lil Trey and Mike from Day 26. Like I feel so calm and collective and so easy breezy. Like I wanna just cuddle right now. So yeah.
Aww.
I need to cuddle, buddy. Yes, yes. I wanna cuddle and drink Moscato, listen to R&B all night.
Yo. What's up? Yo, I might as well get into another Day 26 track. I want to play Excuses. I love that song. I just want to play for some reason. I'm going to play that song, and then we're going to play one more song after that, and then pretty much end the episode. Actually, this is going to be the last song, and then tomorrow I'm gonna start the show with my boy Trigg, R.I.P. Trigg. I was going to play that song, but we're going to keep a straight R&B tonight, and thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Miss Queen T, MZQUEENT, at she_is_Magasia, MAGASSIA, at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2. We thank y'all, and you know, so make sure you check us out again tomorrow. The crazy ass panelists. You know what I'm saying? But thank y'all. Y'all have a good night. And make sure you follow our guests on Twitter at Mike_Day26, at Motre Angelo, Motre Santana, at Motre JC. And thank y'all. Y'all have a good night.
You know every time we do what we do.
Life is such a crazy thing. It's never really what it seems. Cause first we were chilling, now I'm catching feelings. Can you tell me what it means? I'm going through my voicemail, and I'm singing every message you sent. Trying to read between the lines. I see it.
love your company. Hate it when you gotta leave. Another opportunity for me to say everything. So tell me if I'm wrong.